Guaranteed. That's a free trial at 1-800-400-7618. 1-800-400-7618. That's 1-800-400-7618.
AM 760 Progressive Talk. Online at am760.net. KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
A new session for the Supremes.
Don't expect many or really any unanimous decisions from the justices.
Kevlar in the backpack.
This product is designed for peace of mind.
Philadelphia soars.
Phillies! Phillies!
Mets swoon.
They've been doing awful.
They're terrible.
Good morning. I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. It is not only the 1st of October, it's the first Monday in October, and that means the Supreme Court gets down to business again. CBS News Chief Legal Analyst Andrew Cohen says the docket is full of significant cases.
The justices are going to be deciding an important terrorism case about the rights of those detainees at Guantanamo Bay, another couple of cases that will refine and define capital punishment rules, a case about employment discrimination, and a very important case about the extent to which attorneys and other professionals may be sued when the companies that they represent commit fraud.
I'm Barry Bagnato in Washington. A free and appropriate public education, what federal law guarantees every disabled child. But if public programs aren't appropriate, parents can place their child in a private school and seek government reimbursement. In a significant case from New York City, the High Court must decide when parents can make that move. The city's lawyer, Leonard Kerner, says public programs must be tried first.
You want the kid to be able to grow and adapt in a public school.
Paul Gardefee, who represents the father of a child with ADHD, argues it's crucial to find the right school, right from the start.
The critical importance of this case is whether parents who believe a public school placement is inappropriate for their child will be required to nonetheless put the child in that inappropriate place.
Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
Well, when some students head off to campus these days, there may be more than in their backpacks than books and laptops. CBS News correspondent Steve Kathan explains.
Gunfire. On campus, it's every parent's fear, and it's led an Austin, Texas company to come up with something called the Backpack Shield.
It's a bulletproof shield that will fit in virtually all your standard high school and college-level backpacks.
Backpack Shield's Carrie Clark says it's made of Kevlar and can turn an ordinary backpack full of books into a survival tool in the event of trouble.
I'm holding a shield that's been shot 5 times, and on the backside, it is smooth as glass.
He says it'll stop handgun fire and limit the injury from automatic weapons. It costs $249. Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Could the treatment be making the problem worse? Researchers at Johns Hopkins say their work is very preliminary, but it suggests that androgen deprivation therapy used to fight prostate cancer may coax the cancer cells into producing a protein that actually helps spread the disease. But the researchers warn that their findings should not alter the use of the therapy by doctors and patients. From the supermarket checkout line to the highway traffic lanes around the nation's capital, the grocery scanning technology is going to be put to a new use. CBS News correspondent Karen Riegel has more on that story.
Ask a highway cop. He'll tell you he's seen it all in carpool lanes, dogs riding shotgun, inflatable dolls in the passenger seat. But if a system plan for the Capitol Beltway in Washington is used, he won't be able to get away with that anymore. The private transurban toll company says they've got a system that can scan human skin with infrared light, counting how many people are in that car using the high-occupancy vehicle lane. Privacy experts don't like it. They say the technology could be used improperly in other venues, say divorce court. Karen Riegel, CBS News.
Many Americans won't have to wait until Halloween to be horrified. CBS News correspondent Peter King reports the dose of fright will be arriving in the mail.
Interest rates are expected to go up for some $50 billion worth of adjustable rate mortgages this month, and the bills will come due for many more.
As we go into 2008, because there was an incredible number of loans closed in 2005.
Richard Schramm at Consumer Credit Counseling Service in Orlando says his agency is bracing for more calls in what's already been a record year.
The individuals have to be proactive on it. They have to take responsibility for recognizing that they need to do something.
He says the sooner they call, the better chance they have.
You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
Time on the roundup is 4 minutes past the hour.
Don't miss Colorado State of Mind every Friday night at 7:30 on Rocky Mountain PBS.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Some University of Colorado students are organizing a classroom walkout today to bring attention to the Gina 6. CU senior and Black Student Alliance member Jarvis Fuller says the walkout in Boulder is part of a nationwide effort. Fire crews making progress on a wildfire in steep canyons and rugged terrain near Pikes Peak. Forest Service officials now calling it 80% contained. And tickets going fast for the Rockies game tonight to determine if they're going to the playoffs.
The Rockies are going to win. No doubt.
Fans started lining up for tickets just after the Rocks defeated Arizona 4-3 yesterday, earning the team a tie-breaking game against San Diego at Coors Field this evening to determine who wins the National League wild card. And a University of Colorado graduate who went to the International Space Station will be back at his alma mater today to present CU with a black and gold flag that flew there. Astronaut Steve Swanson took the flag along with him on his mission back in June. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thank you, John. Good morning. We do have a rollover crash that's affected southbound Santa Fe, just south of I-25. We already have traffic backing up too onto the freeway, so that is our one hot spot. Otherwise, I-70 at pretty good speeds right now at the I-25 corridor, and of course the only stretch for congestion are the southbound lanes of I-25, as usual, between 104th and 84th. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today. We'll get morning sunshine, but afternoon clouds, high of 80. Tonight, if you
own a business, you may know that incorporating can be a smart way to protect yourself and your assets. So the question is, why haven't you incorporated your business yet?
My business? It's too small.
The simple truth is, no matter how small your business, you run the risk of losing your personal assets, your car, your home, even your life savings, if you're not incorporated.
Incorporating is very complicated.
Actually, incorporating is easy and fast. You can do it in just 10 minutes. Call now for your free guide from the Company Corporation. 1-800-497-5991.
I need a lawyer to incorporate. That's really expensive.
You don't need a lawyer to incorporate. Use the Company Corporation. They don't offer legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating simple. Their only mission is to help people like you incorporate safely, easily, and quickly. Call now for your free guide. 1-800-497-5991. That's 1-800-497-5991. 1-800-497-5991.
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French. But when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, "Je voudrais le poulet et le riz."
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-440-7199. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-440-7199. That's 1-800-440-7199.
This is Donald Trump, and almost everyone I meet has the desire to be wealthy, and who really can blame him? Most people, however, just don't know how to turn that desire into wealth.
Do you have a desire to be wealthy? Do you want to know how to make millions, have fun, and get started on the successful life you've imagined? Well, Donald Trump wants to show you how. And he's got a powerful tape to send you at absolutely no charge. Donald Trump is offering to the public his Wealth Builder System, a proven system that reveals his secrets to making millions. And because he believes so much in the power of his system, Donald Trump wants to send you his tape today at no charge.
I'm going to share with you strategies and techniques to generate lots of money, untold income, the Trump way, my way.
Do you have a desire to be wealthy? Then do something about it. Get Donald Trump's powerful tape at absolutely no charge. Call 1-800-799-9665. 1-800-799-9665. 1-800-799-9665.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-221-5756. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-221-5756. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-800-221-5756. 1-800-221-5756.
Do you know why you get dark circles under your eyes? Because blood leaks out of your capillaries and pools under your skin. I'm not kidding. It's just like an ugly bruise. But now you can erase dark circles with a clinically proven breakthrough called Hydralyze. Hydralyze diminishes dark circles and tightens puffiness and bags by repairing leaky capillaries, leaving you with younger, brighter eyes. See for yourself by calling for a free trial of Hydralyze today. Just call 1-800-513-2696.
The dark circles have disappeared. Oh, I love it. I don't want to put the mirror down.
Even surgery cannot deliver these stunning results. Hydralyze is so powerful it even helps build new collagen in the skin, reducing crow's feet and wrinkles. Try Hydralyze risk-free and shed years from your appearance faster than you thought possible.
My husband, he can't stop complimenting me. People tell me I look 10 years younger.
You deserve younger, brighter eyes. Turn back the clock with a free trial of Hydralyze. For your free trial, call 1-800-513-2696. That's 1-800-513-2696.
He's in love with the Rockies. They're going to play San Diego today and see if they can end up playing the Phillies. And everybody's in love with them. But like, and I'm not saying that you didn't follow them, because I know you do, but 90 days ago, did anybody care about him?
No. Good question. I doubt it.
No. But I think most people do that, don't they? Most people jump on the bandwagon late.
You calling me a homer?
Well, what difference does it make? I mean, if you get excited about your home team, what difference does it make whether you do it now or you were in on it back in April? Doesn't make any difference.
I've always cheered for them ever since 93. They're my baseball team.
Yeah, I think it's perfectly okay. I think it's just fine. I didn't watch any Rockies over the weekend. The only sports I watched was the Japanese Grand Prix. Anybody see that? What a miserable...
You and one other guy, maybe.
Yeah, me and one other guy. What a miserable situation that was in the shadow of Mount Fuji in Japan, where it rained the entire time. And the whole thing was a mess. Poor Fernando Alonso wrecked his car, and poor Sebastian Vettel. He's a young kid, 20 years old. And at one point, he was the youngest rookie ever to be leading a Grand Prix, and boom, he had an accident. And, but it was exciting racing, and it was fun to be able to watch that.
I went down to Coors Field. I took my son, my three-year-old son Tyson, and my dad and his wife to the game yesterday. And we had a blast, man. It was gorgeous down there.
Yeah, did Tyson cause any trouble?
Nope. We just sat there and ate peanuts and cotton candy and a pretzel with the cheese sauce. And he just had a great time, man.
Oh,
he loves baseball.
Good. I think every kid should get into baseball. I used to like baseball. I don't know what happened. I just kind of fell out of it. I fall into it and fall out of it. And I got to tell you, the only two teams I really ever follow, and when we talk about following them, I just go look at the standings and see where they are, is I always follow the White Sox and I always follow the Brewers. And those are the two teams that I always follow.
Well, thank God for Milwaukee. If we didn't have the Brewers, we wouldn't be in the playoffs or in a chance for the playoffs.
Yeah, the Brew Crew. So I always follow those. Because when I worked in Milwaukee, I got to be pretty good friends with Bud Selig and his family, which they're really nice people. So those are the only, but I can't tell you where they are. I don't know because I don't look close enough to know. But I think it's okay. I think it's okay if now you're intently anchored on the Rockies. I mean, that's fine. That's the way it goes. I think it works out good. I don't think you have to get into this whole thing about how, well, I was following them back in April. I don't think it makes any difference. I don't think it makes any difference at all. This morning on the show, we've got Congressman Mark Udall from the 2nd Congressional District, who today will introduce a resolution honoring all Americans serving in the armed forces and condemning the unwanted attack on the integrity and professionalism of those in the armed forces. And you know where that attack came from Rush Limbaugh. And now Limbaugh is on the radio. Now he's on the radio claiming that this is not what he said and blah, blah, blah. And Media Matters is a front group for Hillary Clinton. I started laughing when I heard that. And he's pulling the old trick that, you know, this reminds me of the things that the Russian government used to do during the Cold War, which was to redact stuff off of out of their publications and alter them and try to rewrite them. So he does the same thing on his website and does the same thing in his comments on the radio. So what ends up happening is you start getting these emails, and we got a few of them over the weekend, most of them all from the same guy using different names, but the same approach about how, oh, you know, he was misquoted and taken out of context, and that's not what he meant to attack the soldiers, and on and on and on and on and on. And it's tragically funny. It's tragically funny because what he claims he's doing now, what he claims he did is not what he did originally. And I'm sure that there are all these, what does he call them, ditto heads out there that are probably like, oh, yeah, right, uh-huh, sure. So Congressman Udall is going to talk about that. We've also got General Wesley Clark coming up at 8:15. He's also going to respond to Limbaugh. And I'm sure there are those of you out there who are probably going to say, well, here you go again, Jay. Now, you're starting this again on a Monday morning. But the thing is, to me, this is a huge, huge crowbar that we can use to pry open the whole debate on these folks about their unwarranted attacks on and smears on anybody who disagrees with them. And then they turn around and, as I've said morning after morning, I mean, they play the following games. One, they sit back and, oh, how, you know, they're wounded. How dare you attack me? And I get into all this like they never do it. And then two, this constant thing of doing it and then somehow trying to justify it, and then we let them off the hook, which should never, never happen. We should never let them off the hook for this kind of stuff. And this whole bringing a silk bedroom pillow to a knife fight, and we keep doing this all the time. And when I say we, I'm talking about anybody who disagrees with them. Now, we do have people on our side who do go over the top. There's no question about that. You're going to have that in any group of people. But not as consistently as these folks do, and we're not sitting there spurring and authoring resolutions, basically, condemning this kind of behavior. When it happens to us, we sit quiet, and somehow, for some reason, some weird psychiatry or psychology, we acquiesce to it. And I wonder how many of you out there feel that, well, you feel guilty or sheepish about your political views, because people make cracks about you know, without getting, well, I guess I am getting partisan, but what happens here is people make cracks about the left and about left of center. And even if you're a little bit left of center, they make cracks about it, and people laugh and think it's funny. But really, in reality, if you look at it, and I keep saying this over and over again, and maybe I'm trying to reassure myself about this, but I know it's true, and I think we all should start looking at it this way, that we're basically in the mainstream, that these folks are not in the mainstream, and that they don't get it in any way, shape, or form. You look at this article this morning, and I'm trying to remember where it is. It's either in the Post or the Rocky. I can't remember anyway. But it's a poll about what people think and what they think is the most important issue. And the most important issue that comes up is health care. Now, we're totally in the mainstream on this, on this whole discussion. They're not in the mainstream on this whole discussion. And yet we run around sometimes like we're not in the mainstream. I want to throw one other thing here before we go to the traffic. I had a marvelous time Saturday. Did government in the grocery store with Congressman Ed Perlmutter. That was Saturday in Aurora. Those things are great. Even if you're not a constituent of Congressman Perlmutter, you should definitely show up to those because they're worth sitting around talking to people. Well, in my case, I stood around and talked. But the congressman sits there and takes really, really, really in-depth notes on what his constituents think and what they're thinking. He really does care. And I have to say this. I have to send my condolences out to him and his family on the loss of his mother-in-law. And even though he did lose his mother-in-law, he still showed up at the government at the grocery and kept his appointment and sat there and listened to constituent after constituent. And this is what America ought to be about. And we have a tendency to make generalizations about people as a group. So people say, well, you know, Congress, they're terrible. And we talk about the 11% that Congress has approval rating. But here's Congressman Ed Perlmutter out there banging away, trying to do the best he possibly can for his constituents. And you guys in the Congressman,
it goes without saying that prevention is one of the most important tools that you or I or anybody can use to ensure good health and longevity. Hi, this is Jay Marvin. Did you know that 50% of heart attacks occur in people with no prior symptoms? For 150,000 Americans each year, the first symptom of heart disease is sudden death. At Front Range Preventive Imaging, they have a number of resources that can help you or someone you love get the early detection needed to prevent future health issues. From heart and lung scans to virtual colonoscopies and full body scans, Front Range Preventive Imaging can help you live longer with their early detection tools. Now, to learn more about this, set up an appointment at 303-443-SCAN. Let me give you the number again because this is important. 303-443-SCAN or visit them online at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com. I'm going to give you the number one more time just to make sure you get it. 303-443-SCAN and tell them J. Marvin sent you.
Ew, get the stinky dog away from me.
Hair just started falling off.
He had the bloody hot spot. A really, really bad shedding problem.
She stunk. She had bad breath.
I spent over $2,000 in vet bills.
Creams, antibiotics, sprays, and nothing would help.
I looked online for excessive shedding.
Breeders linked to Dynavite.
www.dynavite.com.
I put in stinky dog and Dynavite came up. There are probiotics in there, flax oil, omega-3s.
Each ingredient is listed in the beneficial effects.
Within a week, he quit scratching.
In about 4 days, Ike started smelling better, and my husband and I were really astonished.
I can't say enough goodness about this product.
Dynavite completely stopped the shedding.
His ears started clearing up immediately.
Dinovite. She just looks that bowl squeaky clean. She loves Dynavite.
Dynavite, Dinovite.
Dinovite.com.
Jay Marvin in the morning on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Or actually, it was Sunday morning. Sunday afternoon. I was talking to some friends of mine about this. You know what? Not enough is talked about taking a financial hit when you buy a new car, because you do. The minute you drive it off the lot, you take one. And Rocky's Autos offers a way to get around that by letting somebody else take it, take the financial hit, and you pick up the savings. They've got their matching down incentive and numerous ways to finance. Check out their philosophy. Check out what they're about. Check out their selection at RockiesAutos.com on the internets, or get by and see them. They're open tonight until 9. That's Rockies Autos, corner of 63rd and Federal.
If you're a man who's tired of waking up frequently to go to the bathroom, I have terrific news. Now you may be able to get the relief you're looking for free. That's right. I'll send you a free bottle of my Super Prostate formula.
Oh, wow.
To find out how to get your free bottle, call now 1-800-900-4317.
Okay.
I'm Dr. Michael Teplisky. I developed Super Prostate formula for my patients because I couldn't find anything that offered this powerful combination of all natural nutrients. My unique formula helps provide relief from frequency and urgency to help you get a better night's sleep. I believe so strongly in the power of my Super Prostate formula that I want you to feel the difference yourself for free. To get your free bottle and learn the details of this incredible offer, call 1-800-900-4317. And when you call now, you'll also receive my informative prostate CD, free. To find out how to get your free bottle and free CD, call now, 1-800-900-4317. That's 1-800-900-4317.
Live, local, and progressive. The J. Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Kind of a creepy Zeppelin song to play this early in the morning, right? No, you don't think this is a weird Zeppelin song, John?
No, man, the sun's rising, listen.
Oh, let the sun beat down upon my face. Stars fill my dreams. I'm a traveler of old times.
I tell you exactly what I'm thinking about this song, but we've got 14-year-old Gabrielle out there listening, and I'm not going to make any comments, okay? Because I don't want Gabrielle's pops to go switch to NPR or some other place because aged hippie J. Marvin is talking trash on the radio. 25 minutes after 6. Good morning, AM 760, Progressive Talk, mostly high today. Sunny and 80 degrees. How can I be in such a jacked-up mood on Monday morning? I have no freaking idea how I can be that way. All right, now we got people lined up here who want to talk at 303-713-7600. And they all want to talk on a variety of all kinds of stuff. So should I just throw the phones open on this Monday morning, and anything you want to talk about is okay for the first hour? John goes, sounds good to me.
Makes my job easy.
Yeah. Then you write it down on the daily show information sheet, and management sees it and says, well, Jay and John.
You guys really came prepared today, didn't you?
Yeah, Jay and John goofing off on the first hour on Monday morning. All right, let me go to Keith in Evergreen. Keith, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
How you doing, Jay?
Hey, man, what's up?
Oh, you know, it's a good day, but the news is amazing, and I ask everybody to always check the information that anybody gives on the phone, but she starts off saying the environmental conference that Bush was at, talking about, doing nothing as usual. He was condemned and ostracized by every nation for doing absolutely nothing as usual. And
can I rise to his defense for a second on this?
You can rise to his defense if you can. Go ahead.
Are the other Western industrialized nations doing that much? For instance, I know for a fact that the German car industry is in a tussle with the German government over CAFE standards and fuel economy, and change is going to come because people want change. As a matter of fact, GM has now announced that they will produce an all-electric Volt in 2010. I'm not rising to his defense in the sense that I think he's environmentally committed. That's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is, what about the other countries? I mean, are they really... Are they really doing anything about it? That's number one. And then number two, I thought about this over the weekend, Keith. Let me hear from you what you think about this. All right, you've got these folks who don't believe in global warming, right? Would you agree?
I agree there are people that do not believe it, yes.
Okay. How about if we recast the debate on this subject away from the idea of global warming and carbon footprints and all of that? And what happens if we recast it into a national security issue? In other words, if we don't, as a country, I'm not talking about anybody else. Well, you could talk about the whole Western world. If we don't get off of fossil fuels, if we don't move to do something, to come up with some other kind of usable alternative, we're going to have Iraqs to come in the future. This this madness is just going to go on and on. But if we change... What happens if we turn around to Iraq, Iran, Saudi Arabia, everybody else, and say, look, man, we don't need it?
Okay, well, let's hit the first one. About the German aspect of this, their debate and their information is coming from a difference of scientific information based on carbon emissions from their vehicles. So they do not... they're taking it to a different level. Let's say if you go to smartusa.com, which is where their new smart car is available online to reserve, which, of course, I have one reserved, their smart car produces less carbon emission, and this is a diesel car, 49 miles per gallon, and you loving cars, you should check this out, smartusa.com.
Oh, I will.
And it puts out less emission than any Prius on the road today. It puts out less emissions than any vehicles out. The only thing that compares or is better than the emission level on these cars is the electric car. So if you go and check, I think Free Speech TV and Link TV both had the emission information online, so you could check both of those sites, and also you could go to the smart car is built by Mercedes.
Yeah, I know, and I've seen it, and I know that there is development there, but the German auto industry's bread and butter is the German muscle car, Mercedes, BMW, Porsche, and they're arguing with Andreas Merkel.
Right, exactly.
About all of this, and
I agree it'll work out. I just wonder
because I don't know. So I'm asking this question because I don't know.
Who's
taking the lead as far as the Western industrialized world goes?
You are. I am.
But what other countries are taking the lead as far as combating global warming?
But at least they're willing to make it hard line on paper, sign an agreement, which Bush obviously won't ever do.
Well, yeah,
but
okay.
It goes back
good
again.
Point.
It goes to the corporate environment that we're in, going to, okay, you call it Homeland Security. I call it, why not just do the right thing? Don't make it political. Don't make it.
I don't think recasting the argument about fossil fuel leading to a bad foreign policy is necessarily either partisan or political. I think it's reality.
We have a foreign policy?
Well, we do. You know what it is. You know what it's always been. It's always been that, well, sure, we have to protect American interests. So what I'm saying is, why don't we recast it, and then you go to those people who don't like it and don't like to have this discussion, and say
to them, I love that we're willing to talk about it. We're willing to talk.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, you go to those people and say, okay, well, look, here's the deal. Either we do this or your sons and daughters or your grandchildren or whoever it is down the line, they're going to die in a foreign land so that we can get 40 miles a gallon.
Right. And we just have to look at our land. We have to look at the earth. We have to look at, okay, we have to change. Now, how are we going to do it? I mean, there's so much technology, and, of course, it's going to work its way through. But until each individual makes the choice, I mean, I haven't bought a car in 3 years, and I will refuse to buy one other than an environmentally safe, sound.
Yeah, but not everybody can do that.
I understand and try to get it all out, but I agree with your points. But until we make a stand. All right, let me hit 3 points, and I'll let somebody else get in here. Amy Goodman, again, this morning says that there's a third-party candidate up for election. If Giuliani gets the nomination, they're calling for Dobson to run.
That's in the news this morning. Also, there's another story in the news this morning that a lot of Republicans are scared that if the Republican Party doesn't get a candidate, that the quote-unquote ultra-right Christian conservatives the evangelicals can dig that they're going to stay home and that they're not going to have any power in the primaries. So, yeah, Dobson probably would. And you know what? That would be great for you and I.
It would. It really would.
And for the rest of us, too. All right,
and
I got to go.
Everybody should be volunteering for these MoveOn.org. They're asking for people to volunteer if you can get online and check with them.
I got to run. I got to get traffic.
All right, man, do it.
I love
you.
See you later.
Love you, man.
Bye. Two lines open at 303-713-7600-633. Monday morning, sun's starting to crawl up in the sky. We're just talking about anything here this morning because we want to get in trouble with management. for not being prepared, but this woman is always prepared. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk, and here's Gina with traffic.
All right, thanks, Jay. We're still dealing with that rollover crash we had on Santa Fe just south of I-25. Traffic was backing up onto the freeway, but other than that, we're looking pretty good. Still have eastbound 270 getting very heavy now across Commerce City, and of course you have the usual delays southbound 225 getting through the DTC from Yosemite toward I-25. Weather outlook today, we should have a lot of sunshine this morning, but some clouds moving in this afternoon. High of 80 right now, fair and 46. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Toyota owners, it's the fall gas fill-up promotion at your participating Toyota Tire Center dealer. Through November, when
get the good stuff.
Everybody knows Napa is where you get the good stuff. And this weekend, it's also where you'll find customers stuffing shopping bags full of the good stuff during the Napa Bag of Bargain Sale. Stop by this Friday through Sunday and get 25% off everything you can stuff into a special Napa shopping bag. That's 25% off oil filters, shop towels, accessories, and more. This weekend only at participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Napa, get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff.
Attention men, Match.com has too many women. This is not a drill. We created a marketing campaign to attract as many of the most captivating women as possible. Well, it worked. Now we have more on our site than ever in recorded history. The odds are in your favor, and at Match.com, we're willing to bet on them. If you don't find someone special within 6 months, we'll give you 6 months free. So go ahead, it's okay to look. Only at Match.com. See site for details.
I go to the gym every day at lunch. If I don't go, I get a little nutty. So I dented my fender, and today the Progressive rep was scheduled to come to my office and take a look. I assumed it would take my whole lunch break to discuss the claim, but it was so quick and easy, here I am at the gym. Thanks, Progressive. And my coworkers thank you, too.
Our local response vehicles come right to you to assess damage and handle your claim on the spot. Progressive. It's about you, and it's about time.
Progressive Casualty and Direct Insurance Companies and their affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, Leo Laporte here, the tech guy. You know, you can't always meet with clients and colleagues in person. And conference calls alone, they just don't cut the mustard. Online meetings, that's the way to go. That's the modern way. And I use GoToMeeting.com. Let me tell you, GoToMeeting is great. It's the easiest, most affordable way to hold online meetings. With GoToMeeting, see, everyone sees your computer desktop on their computer screen. So it's just like meeting in person, but costs less, less time-consuming. I use GoToMeeting for presentations. You can use it for training, for product demos, collaboration. With GoToMeeting, it's, you know, their setup is easy, no complicated logins. You just one click and you begin a meeting. Plus, you can have unlimited meetings for one low flat monthly rate. I mean, this thing's great. Don't take my word for it, though. Try it free for the next 30 days. That's a month of unlimited online meetings free. Click the web banner on your radio player now or visit GoToMeeting.com. Click the orange Try It Free button. The promo code for this is Web Radio. That's GoToMeeting.com, promo code WebRadio, or click the web banner right now. GoToMeeting. It's changing the way we do business.
Have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-400-4010. That's 1-800-400-4010.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Oh, you know something? I was thinking about this over the weekend. Oh, you know what? You know some music we're going to play this morning? I'm going to be playing some of the band. We never play any the band music on here. 6:37, 37 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, mostly sunny, high today, 80. By the way, that town hall meeting that's coming up on civil liberties, a town hall meeting on the Real ID Act, sponsored by the ACLU, it is coming up later on this week. I believe it's Wednesday, October the 3rd, from 6 until 8 p.m. The smartest man in the world, David Sirota, will be moderating that. So you won't want to miss it. At the it's the town hall meeting. It's at 1300 Broadway in Denver, Colorado. I'd go to that, but, boy, then hauling yourself up out of bed the next morning is a real drag. 303-713-7600. Anything is up here for grabs in the first hour. Congressman Mark Udall coming up in the second. Let's go to Brecken in Golden. Brecken, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hey.
I have just a little bit of a story to tell you about. I'm pretty upset with you I don't remember if it was Thursday or Friday, but you made a comment about Cindy Sheehan.
Mm-hmm.
Her name came up, and you said, I can't stand her.
Yeah, I don't like her.
And, you know, Jay, you've got a lot of followers out there, and you've got a lot of people that support you. Why can't you just support her as that's her?
Because,
you know,
I don't, because I don't agree with her. I mean, I think that...
You don't have to agree with her, Jay, but how does any of us know until we walk in her shoes what she's gone through?
Well, you know what?
Seriously.
Are you going to let me talk, or are you just going to talk?
Go ahead.
Oh, I have your permission? Thanks. I don't dislike her as a person because I don't know her. I feel, and I said it when I talked about her, I said this, I feel really, really sorry for her. I think it's a terrible, terrible, terrible tragedy. Anybody who's ever lost anybody close to them knows how bad that is. And when it's your son or your daughter, it's even worse.
I agree.
And that's fine. I'm willing to grant her all the grace of God right there, if you believe in God. But I don't think she's right in challenging Nancy Pelosi, which will get her nowhere. And I think some of her statements are out of the mainstream and way over the top. And she demonstrates time and time again the paradox that a lot of folks are caught in, which is, one, they want faster movement on the war, but the other side of it is that they don't understand, nor do they get the idea, that the way the system works and the way this country has worked for a long time, even though it doesn't work perfectly, because nothing created by mankind does, or womankind, the fact of the matter is that it's not Nancy Pelosi that's stopping or enabling George W. Bush and enabling the GOP to continue our course in Iraq. It's the GOP themselves. They're the problem.
Right.
Running against her is not going to fix anything. Taking shots at her is not going to speed up anything. What every person who is against the war ought to be doing is they ought to be jumping on the bandwagon to make sure that in their state they put a Democrat in a Senate seat that's open, vacant, or is going to be challenged. That's the key to stopping this.
Right, like you'd all into Ballard's seat.
Yes, because if we put Schieffer in there, we're going to continue to have
the same thing.
We're going to continue to have the same thing over and over again. Then that's where I disagree with her, but I don't dislike her as a human being.
Okay, well maybe that just didn't come across when you were talking the other day, but I agree with you on some of those points that you made. The problem is that we didn't take care of business in the 2004 election. We didn't take care of business. You know, our party, our mainstream America, whatever you want to call us, we didn't take care of business, and thousands, millions of us are paying the price for that, not to mention what's going on in Iraq. So I just wanted to make that comment, so have a good day.
Well, you know, it's perfectly okay for you to disagree with me. There's nothing wrong with that, but please don't misunderstand what I said. And when I made the comments about her, I did preface it by saying that she's in a terrible, terrible position, having lost a son, particularly if you come to the realization, which apparently she has, that she lost him over something that's phony, that's false.
Right.
And that's a tough and bitter pill to swallow. And plus, the United States has changed a lot from where we were when that happened to her son, Casey, to where we are now.
Right.
Once again, we're used to and we're conditioned to think of ourselves as being in this minority. And in reality, we're not. We're in the majority. Most of the country thinks like we do.
That's right. So why can't we have any real statement made by the electorate?
Well, the problem is that we don't, those of us, the problem lies with the GOP, and people have got to put it on the GOP. And whether it's fair or not fair, and I'm sure there's conservatives out there, I'm sure there's one or two or one and a half or whatever who sometimes listen to this show and they'll object to what you and I are saying. But it's the facts. Go look at the look at the voting records.
Right. I look at those every week in the Denver Post, and it just floors me because, you know, the three congressional representatives that we have on the Republican side, I mean, they couldn't have an independent thought if their life depended on it. I swear, they just vote straight party, and it's just sickening to look at those because they're not even voting for simple things like I consider simple, like the S-CHIP law.
Oh, you know, that's disgusting what those folks did on that S-CHIP.
I know. And I'm really upset with it. And I even had my sister, who is a staunch Republican, call me from Wyoming and say, you know, what is this story all about? And I said, well, he's not willing to put any more money into this law that can benefit a lot more children. So,
you know, I
anyway.
And I get in this whole thing, too, about not being able to understand what it is he will put money into. What he'll put money into is those things like this whole Star Wars missile shield thing,
right,
which is built on old technology,
right,
and is ridiculous. Anyway, thank you for getting up and calling me.
He's not a man of science. And he's not a man of any kind of intellectual thought, so I guess we get what we pay for, huh, with that.
Yeah, well, let's hope we do better in the future, and I think we will.
Definitely.
Thanks.
Okay, thanks, Jay. Bye.
Okay, see you later. 303-713-7600. Yeah, I intend to talk about this whole S-CHIP thing maybe on later on today. If I can get to it later on this morning, I don't understand how that's any kind of a partisan issue either. How is children's health care a partisan issue? I don't understand that. How do you realistically like say, okay, you know what? So a kid 7 years old isn't getting health care. What? How does that work? In the richest nation in the world. You know what? These folks who sit in Washington can't come up with any kind of a workable health care plan, fine. Okay, I understand that. Then here's the deal. Starting in the year 2008, we take away your health care. So, in other words, you don't get to live on a double standard. You don't get one set of health care, and the rest of us get another set. I'm not buying that. Deborah in Fort Collins. Deborah, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. I have statements from last Friday.
Sure, go ahead.
First of all, I've had a gastric bypass, and I became very nauseous when I turned on the radio and I heard Rush Limbaugh. I thought, oh my God, and it ruined my breakfast.
Yeah, and those of us who have had GP, we don't get much food. Yeah, that's
like,
true.
Whoa. This is not the way to start my Friday morning. I thought, my God, I've changed my channel on my radio. What's going on here? But, you know, it just was really not only nauseous, but it was really an affront to hear him saying how could he reason, intellectually. So there was one little tidbit in there, like how can they talk to us people over on our side, and I'm like, man, you've got a liquefactive brain, and you couldn't, you know, you don't even think before you speak, and then you go ahead and trash these soldiers that, you know.
Well, and then in a defense, which we'll play later on this morning, he's
trying to weasel out of it.
Well, yeah, but he also attacks Murtha.
Yeah.
How does that work?
Well, you know, that again, you know, we're trying to teach our children to accept responsibility for what they say and do and to accountability, and obviously he does not know his name, the definition of, responsibility to
he just pulls the same old that has been going on since before you were born and before I was born. And that whole thing about, well, you people, Media Matters is a front organization for Hillary Clinton. Oh, okay. Well, then fine. You know what? It's an organization that will make public its funding records that you can go look it up. It's not allied with Hillary Clinton. It has nothing to do with Hillary Clinton. But to his audience, you see, that's the same thing as saying, oh, well, you must have Marxist-Leninist tendencies, so that must make you a communist. I mean, it gets into all this stuff.
So
I mean, it's like, oh, God, as I live and breathe, it's Joseph McCarthy again.
That's what I just was going to say, where just being Joseph McCarthy reincarnated or something. I don't know. I've only heard the guy a couple times, and I hear his voice, and my skin just crawls.
Well, he's a creepy individual. I mean, if you ever met him up close, you'd know. And I don't care if anybody says, well, you're attacking him. I'm just giving my opinion of meeting him twice. He's just kind of a creepy kind of guy. But you know what? I'm sure people meet me and think I'm creepy, too. Deborah, take care, and good luck on your... How much have you lost, by the way?
100.
Yeah.
100. I still have some to go. Had some complications, but I'd do it over again in a minute.
Yep, hang in there and make it happen. And I'm struggling to do the last 25 on mine, so...
I think that last bit is the hardest.
It is way the hardest. Deborah, have a great day.
Oh, you too.
Okay,
bye.
See you later. All right. More calls coming up here. 303-713-7600. Get off your half moons and talk about whatever you want to talk about. So we're just kind of doing this in the first hour. I'm so tempted to play, too, that Limbaugh clip and play it early. Maybe I will when we come back. You just got to laugh about it because there's no other way to look at it. This guy is just so, I mean, what does he think? We're stupid? Yeah, I guess so. Well, maybe his listeners are. I don't know if they are or they're not. But to buy that, the kind of statements he makes, and then to, like, not even to check them out. 6:50, 50 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin and Gino with traffic.
Thank you, Jay. Southbound I-25, just watch out for the usual delays now getting into downtown. You'll find those from I-70 to Spear. Of course, southbound I-25 as well, stacked up through Thornton and North Glen. And we don't have any wrecks on the highways, just dealing with that one on southbound Santa Fe, south of I-25. Weather outlook today should be a beautiful morning, lots of sunshine. Afternoon clouds, though. We'll get a high of 80 and then some sprinkles by this evening and a low of 46. Right now, fair and 47. I'm Gina Michaels, AM-760, Progressive Talk.
Drive into Sonic today for a steak, bacon, and egg burrito. Marinated steak, crispy bacon, smoky cheddar, grilled onion.
For a tire you can trust for years and years, meet the new Uniroyal Tiger Paw AWP2 tire. It'll give you 70,000 miles, guaranteed. Plus, from October 1st to 31st, it comes with a $30 Uniroyal Visa debit card when you purchase a set of four new AWP2 tires. Use the debit card when it comes time to service your vehicle or to perform upgrades. To find a dealer near you and for further details, visit uniroyal.com. Offer available at participating dealers. Card program is issued by the Private Bank and Trust Company pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated.
From Russia with Love comes the 15th anniversary tour of Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker, playing the Paramount Theater December 15th. For limited time, purchase two or more tickets and receive $5 off each ticket. Go to DenverNutcracker.com for this special offer. Experience the magic of Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker and celebrate the ultimate family holiday tradition. The Great Russian Nutcracker, December 15th at the Paramount Theater. Information at DenverNutcracker.com. Presented by the Salvation Army, doing the most good for kids, adults, and families in Colorado all year long.
LendingTree.com, where you can choose from up to four customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. LendingTree.com.
2% of heart attacks occur in individuals with a 0 to 1 risk factor for 50% of the men and 64% of the women who die from heart disease. The first symptom is the fatal event. 150,000 Americans each year die from their first symptom of heart disease. Now, you owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, you owe it to your community to get ahead of this and take care of it. Getting a heart scan is one of the most important things you can do. And Front Range Preventive Imaging has the technology that could help you save not only your life, but the life of others who are close to you. See, they do it with the EBT scanner. It's the best-known non-invasive way to evaluate your individual risks in only 10 short minutes. Now, we're talking no needles, no drugs, no injection, and no pain. The EBT heart scan provides us with life-saving information about our heart's health. And diagnosing this and getting in front of it is absolutely the key. So, please, I know what your temptation is. Your temptation is to say, one, well, it's not me you're talking about. Your temptation, number two, is to say, well, I'm too busy and put it off, and I don't want to go through the hassle, and it's no hassle at all, and it takes only 10 minutes. And you know what? You'll walk out of there with total and complete peace of mind. Call them at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN online. You can check them out online at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com. The number again, 303-443-SCAN.
You can live truly debt-free on just the money you already make using my proven system. Let me send you a free tape today that shows you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't consolidate your debt. It eliminates it, no matter how much debt you have.
I'm completely debt-free now thanks to John Commuta.
Call now and I'll rush you my free tape. Call 1-800-500-1142. That's 1-800-500-1142. 1-800-500-1142.
Interest rates are going down. Refinance today, and with the LendingTree Advantage, you get up to 4 offers in minutes, no surprises at closing, and their lenders have rates that beat the national average. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com for licensing and disclosures. When banks compete, you win.
Just Brakes.
How much are new brake pads installed?
For $99.88, we'll install pads and shoes in all four wheels and even machine rotors.
All four wheels for $99.88? Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
Just Brakes.
Parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
Making progress before you get to work with Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
When I get off of this mountain, you know where I want to go. Straight down the Mississippi River to the Gulf of Mexico. The Lake Charles.
The Last Waltz, one of the greatest rock and roll films of all time. There's Levon Helm and the band, Bobby Robertson. Good stuff. 6:55, 55 minutes past the hour here on AM 760, a Progressive Talk. Mostly sunny, high today, 80. Mark Udall, Congressman Mark Udall on Rush Limbaugh coming up here in a few minutes. Wait, do we have that Limbaugh? Do we have that Limbaugh defense clip? We should play it. It's hilarious. You want to play it? Let's play it. Play it.
Phony soldiers. Is Limbaugh serious? I wonder if Republicans
Not that one. The one of him. The one of him trying to weasel his way out. Do we have that one?
Yeah.
We don't have it? Okay. It's gone? I thought maybe we had it. We could play it about him trying to weasel out. It's just hysterical. We got it. Okay, here it is. Check this out.
You shouldn't hold your breath because there's no standard to hold me to. In the sense that you're talking, I never said what you think I said, Congressman Pallone, Congresswoman Schakowsky, Senator Kerry, or any of the rest of you in the drive-by media. I was talking about a genuine phony soldier. And by the way, Jesse McBeth's not the only one. How about this guy Scott Thomas, who was writing fraudulent phony things in the New Republic about atrocities he saw that never happened? How about Jack Murtha? Blanketly accepting the notion that Marines at Haditha engaged in wanton murder of innocent children and civilians. If anybody owes anybody an apology, the entire Democrat Party, from Hillary Clinton on down, owes the U.S. military an apology. They owe me an apology, and they owe the American people an apology.
Okay, that's not the whole thing. The whole thing I was talking about where he's on there talking about Media Matters as a front organization for Hillary Clinton, and he gets into this whole thing, and you just heard part of it. So that wasn't the whole thing. I don't know. Do we lose the rest of it? We just don't have it? Okay, we'll have it a little bit later on in the morning. But he gets into this whole thing, and it's hysterical. I mean, it really is. And, you know, in the Democrat Party, and he gets into this whole, we owe you an apology. Yeah, okay. And how does throwing John Murtha in there, how does that juice up your case? Because he's a phony soldier? Yeah, I don't think so. Where was he during Vietnam? And then, oh, by the way, Rush, where were you during Vietnam? Oops. And don't bother to call me and ask me where I was. I've already said where I was. But where were you? And so he drags Murtha in there. Like, that's going to make it better? Oh, all right. Here's what we'll do. We'll talk to Congressman Mark Udall coming up about his resolution honoring the armed forces and also condemning Limbaugh. And then we'll play you the whole Limbaugh thing, and you can call in and you can comment on it. And, oh, my God, what is Jay on this again today? Well, yeah, I am on it again today because it's like, come on, Rush. You know, just come forward and admit the fact that, well,
You'll just see for yourself. Stick around.
Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
My social security number is 457-55-5462. I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock. What I'm about to tell you is true. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, we give you a $1 million service guarantee that your identity will be protected. Stop identity theft before it happens and protect your good name. I want to send you a free ID theft prevention guide. Get ready to pick up the phone now for a free guide. My family and I live without the fear of identity theft, and so do hundreds of thousands of others who've enrolled with LifeLock.
I was on vacation. Come to find out, someone was trying to open up a credit card in my name. LifeLock stopped the identity thieves before any damage was done, and I went back to my vacation.
Live without the fear of identity theft. Get a free ID theft prevention guide. 1-800-800-2366. A free guide. A $1 million service guarantee. LifeLock. Guarantee your good name by calling now. 1-800-800-2366 or visit LifeLock.com.
AM 760 Progressive Talk. Online at am760.net. KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedentani. First Monday in October in Washington, that means back to work for the Supreme Court. And the court's new term begins with a case that could affect millions of disabled children.
I'm Barry Bagnato in Washington. Right off the bat, a test of the landmark law guaranteeing disabled children a free and appropriate public education. New York City says parents must try public programs first before placing kids in private schools and seeking government reimbursement. Nonsense, replies Paul Gardefee, a lawyer for the father of a boy with ADHD.
There could be enormous damage to that child during these critical early development years. That's really the importance of the case.
Representing the city, Leonard Kerner warns if public schools lose control,
it would result in a much greater cost.
Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
A mother's message for the president.
You said you want to do better for health care. Keep your word.
An hour from now, Carolyn Chester Taylor's 11-year-old son and dozens of other youngsters will haul little red wagons to the White House in a show of support for the child health bill President Bush has promised to veto. Live to CBS News White House correspondent Peter Mayer.
Look, Frank, those protesters are not going to stop President Bush's veto of the children's health insurance measure. He says that bill would extend government-backed coverage to millions of people who already have private insurance. Both sides of the issue now eyeing those two dozen or so House Republicans who backed the president on this. Unless they change their minds, Congress won't be able to override the promised veto, Frank.
It's a massive recall involving 22 million pounds of frozen beef that may be contaminated with E. coli bacteria. But Dr. Richard Raymond with the Department of Agriculture tells the CBS News Early Show it doesn't mean the food supply is unsafe.
A recall like this does show that we are on the job. We are doing our inspections, our investigations, and we respond when we find problems to make sure that supply is safe.
The meat from a Tops Meat Company plant in Elizabeth, New Jersey, made more than a dozen people sick in eight states. Just when you thought it couldn't get worse, it got worse. Problems with lost, stolen, or damaged airline luggage. Live to CBS's Karen Riegel. How bad, Karen?
Pretty bad, Frank. In fact, this summer was among the worst in 20 years when it came to airlines making sure your luggage wound up where you were going. The Washington Post reports the major airlines lost almost 8 bags for every 1,000 checked. Why the trouble? Most people are checking more bags thanks to restrictions and what you're able to bring in your carry-on. And there are fewer employees thanks to layoffs. More delayed flights, too, than ever, leading to the perfect storm of luggage woes. Karen Riegel, CBS News.
Call it the new CIA. A top official says the agency's offering more undercover jobs to members of minority groups. Intelligence expert Craig Eisengrath approves.
The CIA for a long time was a sort of an insider club. Obviously, that is changing now. I think it's for the best.
University of Memphis has canceled classes because of a shooting on campus last night. The student paper says the victim died and quotes police as saying it was not a random attack. S&P futures are up 2 points. This is CBS News.
Hi, I'm a Han workstation, and I'm pretty flexible. Not as in, hey, I've got my leg behind my ear, as in adaptable. Want a spot for a conference call? Gather round. Want to mix me in with your old furniture? I'm a team player. Want to eat fast food on my vast working surface? No, I've got to draw the line of trans fats. But other than that, I'm here for you.
Yep, it's that flexible. Han has a full line of office furniture that's modular and multi-purpose. Learn more at GetHan.com. GetHON.com. Han. Smart now, smarter later.
Get the good stuff.
Everybody knows Napa is where you get the good stuff. And this weekend, it's also where you'll find customers stuffing shopping bags full of the good stuff during the Napa Bag of Bargain Sale. Stop by this Friday through Sunday and get 25% off everything you can stuff into a special Napa shopping bag. That's 25% off oil filters, shop towels, accessories, and more. This weekend only at participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Napa, get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff.
Good morning, I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Some University of Colorado students are organizing a classroom walkout today to bring attention to the Gina 6. CU senior and Black Student Alliance member Jarvis Fuller says the walkout in Boulder is part of a national effort. More than 20,000 demonstrators gathered in Gina last week to protest what they perceive as differences in the treatment of Black and white suspects. Fraternity membership at the University of Colorado still climbing, even though the Intra-Fraternity Council lost its affiliation with the school 2 years ago after refusing demands by CU administrators, including a demand for Rush to be delayed until spring. Frats lost some campus privileges, including access to student lists for recruiting, but they've coped with the problem by seeking new members on Facebook.com and looking for members year-round. And tickets will be going fast for the Rockies game tonight to determine if they're going to go to the playoffs.
It's going to go right down to the wire. That's the way baseball should be, the last game.
I think it's great we finally have a meaningful game in September and October for this club.
Fans started lining up for tickets right after the Rockies beat Arizona yesterday, earning the team a tie-breaking game against San Diego at Coors Field this evening to determine who wins the National League wild card. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. We're dealing with these delays on northbound I-25 due to some debris in the roadway. It's been causing some tire damage right near Auraria Parkway, so you want to steer clear of that area if you can. Southbound I-25 had crash in the cleanup stages near Santa Fe off on the right shoulder, and they were still dealing with the rollover we had earlier this morning. Southbound Santa Fe just south of I-25. Security wait time at DIA, 10 minutes. Weather outlook today, expect a nice morning with sunshine. This afternoon, some clouds roll in and we'll get a high of 80. Right now, fair and 46. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Todd Helton says take the freeway to Freeway Ford and right now get an 05 Escape for just $12.9. They sell them for less every day guaranteed. So get your 05 Escape today for just $12.9 only at Freeway Ford, I-25 in Evans, Longmont Ford at 3rd Dow Pine, or at cheaperfords.com.
Get up to a $40 cash card by mail-in offer when you buy four select Goodyear tires, or double your cash card up to $80 when you make your purchase on your Goodyear credit card. Plus, catch the Goodyear Get Tough Tire Sale. Offers end October 27th. Stop by one of your local Denver area Goodyear retailers and see what we can do for your vehicle. For details and location near you, call 1-877-GOODYEAR. Certain restrictions and conditions apply. Goodyear credit card purchases subject to credit approval.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
The sun's up. Life's good. It's 7:06, 6 minutes after 7 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you on this Monday, October the 1st. Mostly sunny. High today, 80. Let's say good morning to our next senator from the state of Colorado, Representative Mark Udall, who is currently the congressman from Colorado's 2nd congressional district and is going to introduce a resolution today honoring all Americans serving in the armed forces and condemning the unwarranted attacks on the integrity and professionalism of those in the armed forces. And Congressman, or maybe I should say Senator, good morning.
Mr. J. Marvin, good morning to you, sir. How are
all right. You? I know you're busy this morning. I'm doing good, and so I want to talk to you about this resolution. First of all, Rush Limbaugh is now, of course, trying to weasel out of this and claiming that this is not what he said, and blah. And then, of course, in the same breath, he attacks John Murtha, which, I mean, if you listen to it, it's pretty hysterical, and he says Media Matters is a Hillary Clinton front and all of this kind of stuff. But, you know, traditionally in this country, Congressman, when we've had people like this, when we've had demagogues like this, eventually people rise up and say enough is enough, and all you have to do is go look at the Army hearings with Joseph McCarthy. Isn't it about time we rose up and said enough is enough already to all of this?
You know what? I couldn't agree more, Jay, and what really gave me the motivation here was the couple of trips I've taken to Iraq, and you see those soldiers, the Marines, the airmen, the sailors, every day they're going out doing their very best to complete the mission. and they ought to be respected. And what Mr. Limbaugh said is just over the top, and that's the whole point of the resolution, to honor the soldiers first and foremost, but also to remind people that they ought to be honored and they ought to be respected.
Yeah, you know, I think first and foremost, that's really true. They ought to be honored and they ought to be respected. And also, we should stop treating them as if they're some island unto themselves. I mean, they've got family, they've got, they know what's going on, and they're going to reflect society at large in this country. And right now, public opinion is running against the war. And so, because you question what your country does as far as policy, that doesn't mean you're not going to do your job, and it also doesn't mean that you're not a loyal American.
Well, when you put on your uniform, and incidentally, something that neither myself nor Mr. Limbaugh has had the honor of doing, you don't give up your rights as a citizen to vote or express your views. There is a chain of command, and you have to be thoughtful about discipline. But that's not what he was talking about. He was perpetuating this stereotype, which is offensive, that soldiers who don't support the administration's policy are somehow not real soldiers. And that's deplorable.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And I'll tell you something else, too. I don't know if you're tired of this, but I certainly am tired of it. I'm tired of this. I'm tired of getting lectured by these folks about everything from morals to who's a patriot and who's not, about the conduct of organizations like MoveOn.org and other folks who sit left of center, or you could make the case of MoveOn.org's case that they sit farther left. And then they turn around on a continuing basis and pull this kind of stuff off day after day after day after day, and nobody stands up and says word one to them. And that's got to end.
Yeah, it does. I'm mindful, and you and I talk about this, of Jefferson's great insight that a true patriot is someone who loves his country not for what it is, but for what it could be. And those who you just mentioned believe this country can be more than it is today and want it to be that way. We love our country, and this is an opportunity for us to move in a new direction, I believe, particularly this upcoming election next year, to really put us back on the ground on which we want to stand. And in a sense, we want a country of which we can be proud.
Yeah, I don't think we have any choice, but we've got to move forward coming up in this next election cycle. We definitely have to move forward. But I just feel like, you know, we've got to stand up and say enough is enough. You know, there's different levels of political or social discussion that goes on, and some of it becomes heated and some of it becomes emotional, and that's fine, and it's all covered under what we all commonly agree is free speech. But this idea that you can deal from both the top and the bottom of the deck when it comes to this kind of stuff, which is what John Cornyn, Senator Cornyn, and the rest of these folks, because they had plenty to say about that MoveOn.org ad, but they've got nothing to say about Limbaugh. They're strangely silent. I don't understand what the deal is there.
Yeah, what's the old cliche? What's good for the goose is good for the gander. But in the end, what we want to say with this resolution, Jay, is that we're supportive of our soldiers. We're actually in awe of our soldiers. We're proud of our soldiers, as I just said a minute ago. And anybody who calls them phony soldiers because they're exercising their First Amendment rights ought to be rebuked, ought to be put in the public spotlight, and that's what this resolution is designed to do.
Yeah, and I think it's a great idea. If I can move on to something else real quickly here before we run out of time. Well, what's your view on S-CHIP?
Oh, my view on S-CHIP is this is an opportunity for us as a country, as a state, to bring more of our children into our medical care system. I can't think of anything more important, and it's beyond me that the administration intends to veto the S-CHIP bill and not provide that kind of coverage for our children. It's such an important investment. And, hey, Jay, you know, in the end, too, this is about national security. If we're going to have the strongest possible country, we need to have the healthiest population. And you start by covering the children in this country. So it's beyond my understanding that the president doesn't want to sign this with a flourish, sign this with everybody in the Congress. It's a way to come together. This ought to be a bipartisan measure, and it is, by the way. There are about almost 50 members of the House of Republicans voted for it. The Senate passed it with a veto-proof margin. We're going to stand our ground. We're going to get SCHIP expanded in the ways that this proposal will expand it. And, by the way, this is not somehow increasing the size of the program. It just makes sure that the children who are not covered right now, who are eligible, but we haven't been able to reach them, that we're going to put them under the SCHIP program.
Do you think in the coming years, particularly after 2009, when hopefully things change, do you think there'll be significant progress on health care, Congressman?
I think there has to be, Jay, and you see all the surveys and you read all the stories, and of course the both groups of potential presidential nominees are talking about health care. I happen to think that the Democrats have the more responsible and far-reaching proposals. And Governor Ritter, of course, is working very hard at the state level to find a way to cover every Coloradan. And it's about time. It'll make us more competitive in the economic sphere. It's the right thing to do. And as I mentioned, there's a real national security element here, because in order to compete and remain the strong country we want to be, we have to have healthy citizens. And you start by covering children. And then you move to cover those who have difficulty finding a way to, because it's expensive. And at the same time, you also, I think, will be, if we do this right, we'll focus more on services and treatment and less on the administrative costs and the paperwork shuffle, which takes up about a third, based on the numbers I've seen, the $2-plus trillion we spend every year on health care.
Yeah, I don't understand where the critics are coming from on this. Number one, how can you deny children health care? That would be number one. Number two, as you pointed out, we're not talking here about enlarging the program. We're talking about making sure that the program is fully funded. I don't know how anybody, with any sense of right or wrong, could say, well, this is not a good idea.
Yeah, and we fund this based on the pay-as-you-go rules that we've now reinstituted. You remember those fell away, which has resulted in this significant increase in the national debt. You know, we went from $5 trillion to $9 trillion under President Bush. And this is funded through an increase on the cigarette tobacco tax. It makes sense to me. I think it makes sense to everybody who's involved. And I know there's broad support for it in the country. And as I mentioned, we're going to continue to advocate for it. And we will find a way to expand the SCHIP in the way that the proposals in the Congress have come forth.
Well, that's good, positive news, both your resolution and also the news about SCHIP and about your views on SCHIP. Both great positive things to hear on a Monday morning. Before I let you go, of course, I always ask you to do this. Plug your website.
Well, hey, it's UDAHLForColorado.com. Very simple. Come on, we've got a lot of new information there. UDAHLForColorado.com. And hey, Jay, before I get off, yeah, I was just reminded that for Colorado, if we pass SCHIP, that's another 60,000 kids that have coverage. That's not insignificant. That really would make an enormous difference. So that in the end, this is about kids. This is about each one of them. And that's why it's so important to make sure that we make this happen.
Well, that's why you're going to be one of the best senators of all time. And I thank you for just taking time out of your busy morning to be on with us, and hope to talk to you again soon.
All right. We've going to have a big ball game tonight. I'm sorry I'm not in Colorado, but what an exciting day yesterday, huh? Those Rockies.
Yeah, well, let's hope they go all the way.
Yeah, I think they could.
You never know.
Well, you never know. That's what's so great.
Yep. Thank you, Congressman. Appreciate it.
We'll talk to you later.
All right. There's Congressman Mark Udall. What a great guy. What a great guy. Okay, go to Udall for Colorado.com. 17 minutes after 7. Okay, now do we have time to play Limbaugh? Okay, this is Limbaugh. Oh, Lord. This is the whole thing. This is Limbaugh trying to weasel out of what he said last week. In which he goes into all these different directions, and it's funny, because if you listen to the original thing that he said about phony soldiers, he never brings up any of these guys he mentions. They're not part of the whole thing, and this is the quickest way. Here's the quickest way to get yourself out of trouble, I guess, which is to say, well, they took my comments out of context. Yeah, right. Okay. Because, you know, Media Matters not only provides audio, but they also provide transcripts. All right, here's Limbaugh. Check this out.
This is how this stuff starts. This is an illustration. This is the way the Democrat playbook in 08. And actually, it's been underway for a while. And it's the illustration here, folks, is just how partisan supposed objective media people are. You know, I've got a website, and I've got a radio show, and I've got a phone. And I have people who answer the phone. And if they read something like this, I've been on the air 19 years, 19 and a half, well, a little bit over 19. Just the blanket acceptance of this, knowing full well that Media Matters takes things out of context all the time, the blanket acceptance of this, and then running with it full speed, is an illustration of what I have been drumming into people's heads for years. The drive-by media is as partisan as any organization out there. They hide under this notion that they are objective, but they've got an agenda, they have their narratives, they have their templates. With anything fits the narrative, whether it's true or not, i.e. the Duke rape case, you go with it. You run with it. You make the mess. This is why they're called the drive-by media. You make the mess. They drive in, they shoot things up, create all kinds of mess, get in a convertible, head back down the road, and it's left to people like me to clean up the mess that they make. And they make messes every day, over and over and over again. So the reason for spending this time on this is to illustrate that that is how this happens. This organization is a front group for Mrs. Clinton, as is so many other organizations out there that engage in these kinds of smears. We've got one more soundbite here from the floor of the House. This is Frank Pallone, a Democrat from New Jersey. Here's a portion of what he said.
Yesterday, House Republicans offered a motion to recommit condemning MoveOn.org for its advertisement, stating that General Petraeus had betrayed us. I'm wondering if they'll show similar outrage over statements made yesterday by conservative radio talk show host Rush Limbaugh. Yesterday, Limbaugh called service members who support a withdrawal from Iraq phony soldiers. Is Limbaugh serious? I wonder if Republicans who showed so much outrage towards MoveOn yesterday will hold Rush Limbaugh to the same standard. And I wouldn't hold your breath.
You shouldn't hold your breath because there's no standard to hold me to. In the sense that you're talking, I never said what you think I said, Congressman Pallone, Congresswoman Schakowsky, Senator Kerry, or any of the rest of you in the drive-by media. I was talking about a genuine phony soldier. And by the way, Jesse McBeth's not the only one. How about this guy Scott Thomas, who was writing fraudulent phony things in the New Republic about atrocities he saw that never happened? How about Jack Murtha, blanketly accepting the notion that Marines at Haditha engaged in wanton murder of innocent children and civilians? If anybody owes anybody an apology, the entire Democrat Party, from Hillary Clinton on down, owes the U.S. military an apology. They owe me an apology, and they owe the American people an apology.
Is that the funniest thing you have ever heard? Okay, first of all, now look, you can go check this out. Go back and read anything having to do with the McCarthy era. And people involved in the McCarthy era always use terms like, it's a front organization. You, sir, are working for a front organization for the Communist Party. I mean, it's like, what? Media Matters is a front organization for Hillary Clinton. Yeah, okay, sure. So there, you know, there's BS number one. BS number two is this whole thing about the Duke rape case, bringing that up. Well, what are you suggesting here, that the media should not have reported what went on there? And there were all kinds of critical reports in there about Nifong. So, I mean, that's like a bad example right there. And then in the original conversation, he never brought up those folks that he was talking about. And also, dragging Jack Murtha in there. Like, okay, he's like a phony soldier? Well, wait a minute. Let me see. Last time I checked, Murtha was in Vietnam, decorated. Where were you, Rush? You weren't there. Oh, Lord. See, when are we going to reach the point here in this country where we're just going to put an end to this? We're just going to say, look, enough is enough. And I'm not advocating we shut him up. I mean, he should be able to say whatever the heck he wants to within whatever his, you know, whatever corporate permits, but you just can't. We just have let these folks get away with this stuff for too long, and they we've let them get away with it unchallenged. And it's gone on now for years and years and years. And maybe now what we're going to have here is we're going to have people starting to wise up. I mean, if you're a vet, and even if you're a Republican, you ought to be like, what in the world are you talking about? And then to get on and try to weasel it out of it, but by claiming Media Matters is a front organization, and the drive-by media. You know what, Rush? The drive-by media, as you claim, quote-unquote, well, what does the media do things that they do? You know why they do it? They do it because it's profit-based. That's why. Because they think there's a buck in it. That's a system that you advocate wholeheartedly. So do I. That's the reason they do it. That's the reason they do it. They don't do it because they sit around and go, oh, we're liberal, and let's destroy the conservative agenda. No, that's absolutely false.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere. How would you like to upgrade your vehicle and save a lot of money, too? You would? Well, here's what you do. Tap, tap, tap over to CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll find over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs. Up close and personal. These vehicles are priced to sell quickly, and they're all located right here in Denver. Don't waste your time running all over town. Find just what you're looking for today at CheaperUsedAutos.com. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
Hi, Leo Laporte here, the tech guy. You know, you can't always meet with clients and colleagues in person. And conference calls alone, they just don't cut the mustard. Online meetings, that's the way to go. That's the modern way. And I use GoToMeeting.com. Let me tell you, GoToMeeting's great. It's the easiest, most affordable way to hold online meetings. With GoToMeeting, see, everyone sees your computer desktop on their computer screen. So it's just like meeting in person, but costs less. It's less time-consuming. I use GoToMeeting for presentations. You can use it for training, for product demos, collaboration. With GoToMeeting, it's, you know, their setup is easy, no complicated logins. You just one click and you begin a meeting. Plus, you can have unlimited meetings for one low flat monthly rate. I mean, this thing's great. Don't take my word for it, though. Try it free for the next 30 days. That's a month of unlimited online meetings free. Click the web banner on your radio player now or visit GoToMeeting.com. Click the orange Try It Free button. The promo code for this is Web Radio. That's GoToMeeting.com, promo code WebRadio, or click the web banner right now. GoToMeeting. It's changing the way we do business.
Would it be crazy if you packed your bags and left for a week, a month, a year? What if you left for 2 years? What if you were going far away to help in a village on the edge of the Gobi Desert to teach children and learn a thing or two about yourself? Would that be crazy? Peace Corps. Life is calling. How far will you go?
The Peace Corps is looking for volunteers of all ages. To find out more, attend an information session near you. Visit www.peacecorps.gov for a list of local events.
They're the only people you should buy from. That you should just get out there and blindly go there and just give me your money and take an automobile. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that you ought to go out there and you ought to take a look and you ought to consider what they have available, basically. They have a huge selection of late model, previously owned cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs. I mean, a lot of them. And they've got all kinds. Plus, they've got matching down incentive, which helps you out. They've got numerous ways to finance. And I just can't say enough about the people who work out there because they're my friends. And I was out there last Friday, and I usually go out there about once a week to see them and to sit around and talk, and I spend 3 or 4 hours there. So there's just not enough I can get on and say about these guys. Check out their inventory at RockiesAutos.com on the internets, or the other thing is just get out there in person. They're open tonight until 9 because they're open every Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. There's just no better place to buy a vehicle. And if you don't believe me, ask Mary. I mean, she'll tell you exactly the same thing. Rockies Autos, they're located at the corner of 63rd and Federal.
Now that kids are back in school, their attention is on friends, classes, and their new academic year. It's a time when a persuasive stranger could easily find a youngster preoccupied. Make sure your children are using the buddy system as well as a safe route to and from school. Establish a kid code and remind them if they ever have a problem with a stranger to run, yell, and tell. This is from Bathrick Drilling. For estimates or information, call 303-922-1561. Bathrick Drilling, wishing all of our kids a very safe school year.
Energy study is being conducted on residential homes. All your old windows will be taken out and new ones installed. They must test these windows in a real home environment to prove to the public that each and every homeowner will save 40% on their energy bills. To be a part of this study, call Thermal Advantage at 1-877-99-THERMAL. Interest rates are going down. Refinance today, and with the LendingTree Advantage, you get up to 4 offers in minutes, no surprises at closing, and their lenders have rates that beat the national average. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com for licensing and disclosures. When banks compete, you win.
On the next Ed Schultz Show.
five contractors kidnapped in Iraq last November are still missing. Family members will break their silence, saying that the government isn't doing enough to find them. We'll have that story on the Ed program. And also, Hillary Clinton wants to have a $5,000 baby bond for every child born in the United States. Wow. We'll talk about that. We'll have the news and take your calls on the Ed Schultz Show.
Today at 1 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Here this morning, 728, 28 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Mostly sunny, high today, 80. Good to have you along here. If you want to talk about the whole Limbaugh thing, it's fine with me. 303-713-7600. I personally find it this whole topic fascinating. Can't leave it alone because it's so outrageous on its face. And as I said, the language in his trying to weasel out of it, I mean, it smacks back to the 50s of the McCarthy era, basically. It's a front organization. Well, okay, fine. You know what? If you want to say the Media Matters is a front organization for Hillary Clinton, then prove it. Show us where you got the statement from. All right, here's Marvin in Aurora. Marvin, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi there, Jay. Hi, all you nice liberal people out there and good Americans at that.
Are you being serious when you say that, or wait a minute, before we start getting off on a bad tangent here, or are you sarcastically suggesting that those of us who do not see life as you see life, that we're not good Americans?
No, Jay. See, here you are putting words in my mouth again. Yes,
no,
I say
not,
hello
no,
to
no,
all
no,
good
no,
Americans.
No, I'm not putting words in your mouth. I'm only asking a question. I think I'm entitled to do that.
I am saying hi to all good Americans out there. Let's leave it at that.
All right, that's fine.
Cool. And also for your information, all you good listeners out there, this is a sometime conservative, sometimes liberal, whose voice got sliced and diced. So, Jay, I hope you're rolling your tape recorders. Maybe you can get another commercial out of this. And, Jay, the comment, I could go off on 20 different arguments with you guys, but this morning you made a comment that really caused me to call. You said that people are waking up to this baloney, and I do agree that people... Excuse me, I just rushed upstairs. I've been doing house chores here. People are waking up, Jay, but they're waking up the way you don't want them to awaken. People are realizing that this liberal dogma just does not add up logically.
Okay, what liberal dogma are you talking about?
You pick a topic, Jay. You want to start with Rush? Let's start with Rush.
Well, we can start with that, or we can start with Iraq.
I did, as a matter of fact, happen to hear Rush's... shall we say refutation? I'm a high school dropout, so I have to coin some words occasionally. But I heard Rush give his side of the story about the way you guys are taking this kind of thing and kind of...
Did you hear the original call that spurred all this?
Yes, he played the entire call.
Oh, he played it, but you didn't. You didn't hear it independently. You only heard
not live,
part of
not
it.
Not live when it happened, but unlike you liberals, afraid to go back into the archive and dish it up so everybody can hear it in its entirety
and make
their own minds up.
Well, wait a minute. Let me point out a couple of things to you. Number one, there you go with the pejorative term, you liberals. Yet in the whole course,
hey, you guys are as lockstep as you accuse the conservatives of being, Jay. The problem is none of you guys can put your head out and do your own thinking. That's the problem with half the conservatives out there too, Jay.
When you call and do this kind of stuff and you shout and you get into all of this, you just make my case. Because, number one, I've never said in any way, shape, or form that all conservatives walk lockstep. And number two, as far as your claim about people are waking up, but they're waking up in the wrong way.
That's right.
Well, public opinion polls seem to indicate that.
What do they indicate, Jay? What do your polls tell you about more liberals being formed?
Yeah, I don't know whether to continue with this.
That's because you can't stand up to the heat of a logical argument, Jay. Can you?
Oh no, it's that I don't want to. It's that I really on Monday morning. I really don't. It's 7:32 in the morning.
See, you're
really
in the hot seat and you can't take it. So when the going gets tough, you got a knuckle in it, don't you?
No, that's not it. I really don't want to get into a shouting match. All right, well, let's take polls. Okay, who do you think that the majority of the country agrees with? Do you think the majority of the country agrees with Senator Webb? Or do you think that the majority of the country agrees with Senator McConnell? Which one?
You're pulling stuff out of the air, you have no idea what you're referring to. And if you're talking about agreeing with a politician, anyone who agrees with a...
Don't you read public opinion polls? All right, where does the majority of the public in America, according to Zogby, Gallup, CNN...
See, now that you can read off a piece of paper, you can argue, huh, Jay?
get the... You know, goodbye. I mean, you know, it's like it's the same thing over and over again. Because you don't want to answer the question, do you, Marvin? You just want to call up on Monday and just be obnoxious. And that's okay. Because if I were you, I'd be obnoxious, too, because I'd be scared. Because you're no longer in the mainstream. You're in the minority. And you're losing ground fast. Even Newt Gingrich, who is conservative, admitted over the weekend that the Republicans are probably headed for disaster in 08, Marvin. That means your party. And you claim that you're sometimes liberal, sometimes conservative. Well, you know, listen, that doesn't work either. Okay? Not to say that you can't be in varying positions. But, you know, you're not going to call up here and take the term liberal and sneak it in as a pejorative and do all of that. I mean, it's just not going to work, Marvin. It really isn't. Maybe we can splice you up and make something else out of you. You're right. Maybe we can use you for another promo. 735. And if you're the best that the right can produce, then it should be relatively easy for us in 08. 734, 34 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. And here's Gina with the traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Still dealing with some problems off the highway. We had a crash southbound Peoria at I-70 and one at Wadsworth near 8. One at Wadsworth at 92nd. That was a two-car crash. Dealing with signal light problems as well, Wadsworth and 30th. But other than that, traffic's looking a little bit better. Still pretty sluggish just about wherever you are, including westbound lanes of I-70 coming across from your 225 merge, as well as eastbound 6th, Wadsworth, toward I-25. Weather outlook today should be a nice morning with lots of sunshine. We'll get some clouds rolling in by this afternoon and a high of 80 right now, 50 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
The flu is coming. Not all flu shots are the same. To be safe, get your flu shot from the nurses at the Visiting Nurse Association.
Good girl, Duchess.
Hi, I'm Sarah Silverman, and a lot of people ask me, Sarah, have you changed at all since the success of your show? And I tell them, absolutely not. I put my $500 jeans on one leg at a time like anybody else with the help of my assistant. And I have the same hopes, dreams, and boats as anybody else.
The new season of the Sarah Silverman program starts this Wednesday at 10:30, 9:30 Central, right after the season premiere of South Park, only on Comedy Central.
I got this horse to match my outfit.
Stargate Command, this is Atlantis.
Once the gate is open, the journey begins.
You're saying we should kill them?
Before they kill you.
Stargate Atlantis. Check your local listings. And the mission continues on Sci-Fi.
Feel like taking a little trip to the Pegasus Galaxy?
With all new episodes.
No more touching strange things.
You're telling me.
Experience the adventure as it happens.
There's only one way to go, and that's up.
Stargate Atlantis. Watch it live. Fridays at 10, 9 Central on Sci-Fi.
A year of educating women about the importance of early detection. Remember, a mammogram can detect breast cancer in its earliest stages, and early detection means a better chance for survival. For more information, visit nbcam.org. This is from Aron Appel CPA in Boulder for professional tax accounting and information technology services. Call 303-575-5755.
What do the Independence Institute, the Cato Institute, and the ACLU have in common? They all oppose Real ID, the national identity card that the feds are forcing on the states. It's really intrusive, really expensive, and just a real bad idea. On October 3rd from 6 to 8 p.m., you're invited to join them for a town hall meeting at the Colorado History Museum. Jim Harper, Mike Krause, Catherine Hazzori, and Bruce Schneier will answer your questions about Real ID. Details at staycoveredcolorado.com.
For a tire you can trust for years and years, meet the new Uniroyal Tiger Paw AWP2 tire. It'll give you 70,000 miles guaranteed. Plus, from October 1st to 31st, it comes with a $30 Uniroyal Visa debit card when you purchase a set of four new AWP2 tires. Use the debit card when it comes time to service your vehicle or to perform upgrades. To find a dealer near you and for further details, visit uniroyal.com. Offer available at participating dealers. Card program is issued by the Private Bank and Trust Company pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated.
And now for the bonus round. If this little piggy went to market, how much milk did it buy?
4 gallons?
Correct. If a tree grows in Brooklyn...
A weed is cut in Staten Island.
Correct. How much gas do you use renting movies from Netflix?
None.
Correct!
gotten Netflix. Now there's two ways to get movies. DVDs in the mail fast and instantly on your PC in as little as 30 seconds. Netflix, it's that easy. Five movies for $5 a month.
Restrictions apply. See terms of use for start time and 5 for 5 details.
You're listening to The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And AM760.net.
Good morning. 7:38, 38 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Mostly sunny, hot today. 80, Jay Marvin, AM 760 Progressive Talk. And anybody want to react to that call by Marvin? It's 303-713-7600 on this Monday morning, October the 1st. I like to fight. I just really was just not in the mood to crank it up with him. By the way, that town hall meeting on the Real ID Act that's coming up, that'll be October the 3rd from 6 until 8 p.m. at the Colorado History Museum, 1300 Broadway in Denver. That'll be moderated by the world's smartest man, David Sirota. So you'll want to, if you haven't met Dave, you get out there and... You could meet him. I'm not laughing at David Sirota. I'm laughing at Marvin. I'm not sure whether Marvin's serious or not. I'm not sure whether he does this to because he knows he's going to get people on the radio or to react to him or what his deal is. And I'll ask you, because I get my share of criticism from folks. I mean, how do you deal with a guy like that other than to get into it with him? And when I did try to get into it with him about looking at public opinion polls, and I get this regularly, too. It's like, oh, you're just reading off a piece of paper. What? What the hell? Oh, it's almost as funny as Limbaugh's whole thing. These guys are like creating an alternative universe or living an alternative universe or whatever. I don't know. Here's Al in Fort Lupton. Al, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Jay?
I'm doing good.
Hey, this Marvin character, first of all, if he doesn't know who the senators are, it shows just what kind of comic book life he lives. Life does not revolve around the Simpsons.
I don't know where he's coming from. I don't know if he's sitting back out there laughing now because we're talking about him or if he's genuinely serious.
You know, to show you what despair the Republicans are in, just this morning on the HuffingtonPost.com, I read that Romney is putting in $1 for every $4 that he collects.
Yeah, I saw that because he doesn't have enough donors.
Right, exactly. That there's another article in there. I think the man's name is Thomas Sidell, S-I-D-A-L-L is what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
It's showing the desecration of the Republican Party. He goes over Katrina. He goes over like 8 different points of how the Republicans have ruined what the Rove's permanent Republican majority.
Well, listen, there are Republicans out there who are not happy.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. That's basically all I had to say. I want to slip one thing in for your attention.
Sure.
Also on the HuffingtonPost.com, there is a link to all the contributors for all the different Republican and Democrat office seekers. And they've got Tancredo listed as Tancredo.
That's great. That's absolutely great. Thanks, Al.
You bet. Have a great day.
Okay, you too. Tancredo. Tancredo. Let's go to Pat in Broomfield. Pat, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. I got two things to say to you. First of all, that guy Marvin is a nincompoop. I mean, he's so aggravating to listen to. There's something about his voice. He almost sounds like a girl. But beyond that, the thing with Rush that no one is talking about is the quote-unquote soldier Rush was talking to when that was first happened is the one that actually said phony soldiers first.
Yeah, he said it first, and then Rush agreed with him.
And Rush jumped right on. So my question is, gee whiz, you're a 14-year Army in, you know, active duty, still active duty, and you would refer to any member of the military as a phony soldier? Ay, ay, ay. I think Russia's got people calling in who are other than what they present themselves as.
Well, that could very well be true. The thing
maybe
that...
I'll call you tomorrow and tell you I'm active duty Marines. What do you think?
Well, it used to be in the old days of talk radio, you know, you'd cross-examine people who called in and try to get them to prove who they say they are. Nowadays, if you do it, people start screaming, oh, you're being rude, and it's conflict.
Yeah, well, but, I just think my husband was active duty Navy. My daughter was active duty Navy. There's no way, even today, and Gil's been out of the military since Vietnam, there's no way that my husband would ever speak about anybody in the military that way. And, by the way, my husband was a member of Vietnam Veterans Against the War, so I guess he's a phony sailor.
Well, I guess that's what Limbaugh thinks, that anybody who doesn't agree with him...
And he
He never served. I mean, I don't understand
exactly. He had a lump on his butt? Maybe on his head?
Yeah, it was supposedly a cyst. But, listen, this kind of stuff's been going on for forever and a day. And maybe now we're going to reach the point here, which is what spurred Marvin's original call. Maybe now we're going to reach the point here where people are going to start going, wait a minute.
Enough is enough.
Well, yeah. I mean, enough's enough. It's just, it's demagoguery, basically.
It is.
And it's a smear, and it's a double standard. And it's like, okay, so you go on after MoveOn.org, but you have nothing to say about Limbaugh. And then the other thing, too, is... his claim that Media Matters is a front organization for Hillary Clinton.
I think I'm going to get a real kick out of seeing Rush get cooked a little bit on this because I think it's going to happen.
Well, I hope so. If we don't let it die.
What is that quote from Shakespeare? He thinks the lady does protest too much.
Yeah,
well, maybe.
If we don't let it die, I just hope people see him, and I just hope people see a lot of these folks for what they are. And by no means, I'm not.
Limbaugh to me is grotesque.
They just have a hypocritical double standard.
Absolutely. Anyway, have a wonderful day. I'm on my way to work, and I'm about to go into 25, so I guess I should be paying attention.
You bet. Thanks, Pat.
Talk to you later, Jake.
All right. Couple of lines open here, 303-713-7600. You want to react to Rush Limbaugh or even to Marvin. Should we play Marvin's call again? Do we have it? Oh, it takes 4 minutes to play the whole thing? I actually kept him on for 4 minutes? That's bad judgment on my part. All right, I'll tell you what we'll do. Let's not play all 4 minutes, but we'll just get like a little taste of where Marv's coming from. Marvin, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi there, Jay. Hi, all you... nice liberal people out there, and good Americans at that. Jay,
well, are you being serious when you say that, or are you? Wait a minute! Before we start getting off on a bad tangent here, or are you sarcastically suggesting that those of us who do not see life as you see life that we're not good Americans?
No, Jay. See, here you are putting words in my mouth again.
No, I'm not. I'm not putting words in your mouth. I'm only asking a question. I think I'm entitled to do that.
I am saying hi to all good Americans out there. Let's leave it at that.
All right, that's fine.
Cool. And also for your information, all you good listeners out there, this is a sometime conservative, sometimes liberal, whose voice got sliced and diced. So, Jay, I hope you're rolling your tape recorders. Maybe you can get another commercial out of this. And, Jay, the comment, you know, I could go off on 20 different arguments with you guys, but this morning you made a comment that really caused me to call. You said that people are waking up to this baloney, and I do agree that people... Excuse me, I just rushed upstairs. I've been doing house chores here.
Yeah, house chores.
People are waking up, Jay, but they're waking up the way you don't want them to awaken. People are realizing that this liberal dogma just does not add up logically.
Okay, what liberal dogma are you talking about?
You pick a topic, Jay. You want to start with Rush? Let's start with Rush.
Well, we can start with that, or we can start with Iraq.
I did, as a matter of fact, happen to hear Rush's, shall we say, refutation. I'm a high school dropout, so I have to coin some words occasionally. But I heard Rush give his side of the story about the way you guys are taking this kind of thing and kind of...
Did you hear the original call? that spurred all this?
Yes, he played the entire call.
Oh, he played it, but you didn't hear it independently. You only heard
not
his
live,
part of
not
it.
Live when it happened. But unlike you liberals, afraid to go back into the archive and dish it up so everybody can hear it in its entirety their own minds up.
Well, wait a minute. Let me point out a couple of things to you. Number one, there you go with the pejorative term. You liberals, yet in the whole question.
Hey, you guys are as lockstep as you accuse the conservatives of being, Jay. The problem is none of you guys can pull your head out and do your own thinking. That's the problem with half the conservatives out there too, Jay.
When you call and do this kind of stuff and you shout and you get into all of this, you just make my case. Because number one, I've never said in any way, shape, or form that all conservatives walk lockstep. And number two. As far as your claim about people are waking up, but they're waking up in the wrong way.
That's right.
Well, you know, public opinion polls seem to indicate that.
What do they indicate, Jay? What do your polls tell you about more liberals being formed?
You know, I don't know whether to, like, continue with this.
That's because you can't stand up to the heat of a logical argument, Jay, can you?
Oh, no, it's that I don't want to, it's that I really, on Monday morning, I really don't, at 7:32 in the morning.
See, you're
really
in the hot seat and you can't take it. So when the going gets tough, you've got a knuckle in it, don't you?
No, that's not it. I really don't want to get into a shouting match. All right, well, let's take polls. Okay, who do you think that the majority of the country agrees with? Do you think the majority of the country agrees with Senator Webb? Or do you think that the majority of the country agrees with Senator McConnell? Which one?
You're pulling stuff out of the air. You have no idea what you're referring to. And if you're talking about agreeing with a politician, anyone who agrees with
them. Don't you read public opinion polls? All right, where does the majority of the public in America, according to Zogby, Gallup, CNN...
See, now that you can read off a piece of paper, you can argue, huh, Jay?
goodbye. And I almost let out the F-bomb. I almost did it. But there you go. And you love his argument about, well, unlike you liberals, you can't go back in the archives. Well, we just did it, Marv. Oh, Lord. Just when you think you've seen it all. Or heard it all. 303-713-7600. All right, so how would you react to the guy? How would you handle it? See, because my first instinct is like to rip his throat out, but I didn't do that. I tried to gingerly work my way around it, but it just seemed like there was nowhere else to go except to hang up on him. I mean, I don't know, where could we have gone with it? 50 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin here, and let's check out Gina with traffic.
Thank you, Jay. It looks like most of our crashes are off the highway, and that includes the one we're still dealing with at Wadsworth and 92nd and southbound Peoria at I-70. Eastbound 270 stacked now crossing Commerce City, as is 225, both directions extending from Parker. Of course, southbound I-25, still very heavy for you through Thornton and North Glen. Weather outlook today should be a nice morning. Sunshine, we'll get some afternoon clouds and some overnight rain showers. High of 80, low of 46, right now 50 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Frontier Airlines presents How to Succeed in Business. When traveling on business, always fly Frontier. With
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere. If back to school at your house means somebody needs a nice used car for a great price, then click on over to CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll find over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs ready for your inspection. All located right here in Denver. Don't waste your time running all over town. Find what you're looking for at a great price today at CheaperUsedAutos.com. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
Hi, this is Jay Marvin for Front Range Preventive Imaging. Here's something that ought to blow you away. Did you know that 50% of heart attacks occur in people with no prior symptoms such as chest pain? For 150,000 Americans each year, the first symptom of heart disease is sudden death. At Front Range Preventive Imaging, they have the technology that could help save the life of someone close to you. The EBT scanner is a non-invasive way to evaluate your individual risks. The scan itself only takes 10 short minutes, providing Front Range Imaging with a powerful tool in detecting future health issues. Call to set up an appointment for yourself or for someone you love. So it's important that you pay attention to this. Call today to set up an appointment or a consultation at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit them online at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com. That's frontrangepreventiveimaging.com. And tell them J. Marvin sent you, and you'll be eligible for a discount of $450 or 15% off. Compare the quality and the cost and see for yourself what LeafGuard can do for your home. So call them at 303-289-1409. That's 303-289-1409 and fall into some big-time savings, not having your gutters fall on the ground. Check out LeafGuard. Tell them that I, J. Marvin, sent you and saved some bucks.
I looked at her, and I was just, wow, she looked great.
I told her I couldn't believe how smooth her face looks. She's lost, what, 10 years at least?
I look at her, and it's like I'm looking at a picture of my wife from 20 years ago. It's incredible.
How are ordinary women across America looking years younger? They've discovered the clinically proven breakthrough called hydroxytone. It erases wrinkles, tightens skin, and makes frown lines disappear from view. See for yourself by requesting a free trial of hydroxytone today. The results are so impressive. Hydroxytone was given away in the VIP gift bags at this year's Sundance Film Festival. And now you can experience them for yourself. Try hydroxytone risk-free and shed years from your appearance faster than you thought possible.
She always looked good to me, but now I can't believe how young she looks.
Turn back the clock with a free trial of hydroxytone. For your free trial, call 1-800-600-6546. That's 1-800-600-6546. 1-800-600-6546.
You can live truly debt-free on just the money you already make using my proven system. Let me send you a free tape today that shows you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't consolidate your debt. It eliminates it, no matter how much debt you have.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
Call now and I'll rush you my free tape. Call 1-800-500-1142. That's 1-800-500-1142. 1-800-500-1142.
Wow, I'm on a radio ad. You can hear me in your car, in the shower, or if you're a crazy person, in your teeth.
The Sarah Silverman Program. New season starts this Wednesday at 10:30, 9:30 Central, only on Comedy Central.
I'm on the radio. Naked.
Keep your morning moving with me at 10, Tom Hartman. Right now, you've got J. Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Don't you Republic opinion poll? All right, where does the majority of the public in America, according to Zogby, Gallup, CNN...
See, now that you can read off a piece of paper, you can argue, huh, Jay?
get the... goodbye. I almost did it, man. I almost dropped that F-bomb. 7:55, 55 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. We're talking about Limbaugh. We're talking about this caller, Marvin. I mean, it's you got to laugh. What else could you do? Here's Trey in Castle Rock. Trey, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, how are you doing?
I'm doing good.
How can you tell? Hey, I got two comments. The first about Marvin is he's finally defined the logical argument of the right-wing of the Republican Party. You know what it is?
Well, by and large, a lot of it's name-calling.
Exactly. You liberals and shouting and interrupting. So that defines logic for the likes of Marvin these days.
Yeah, I don't know. What would you have done with that? Would you have stuck with that call, or should I have just blown him off?
No, you did fine. I think I would have asked him for substance, though. I mean, all he's doing is making charges and claims with no logic whatsoever, no argument whatsoever behind his claims. But he does remind me of something. And do you remember back in Tampa in the late 80s, the character callers, Rico Bob and...
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
guys.
But, Valrico Bob back in those days, and for people that don't know what we're talking about this guy who used to call up the radio station I was on there big time. But you know what? He was a real person. He was a real human being. I met him several times.
Right, but true. And a lot of those guys weren't. And I think that Marvin may start qualifying as the first character caller I've heard in this radio.
Yeah, all those character caller type people are all gone. Whatever happened to all of them?
I don't know. That was good radio, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, and talk radio these days is not as entertaining. Do you think it is?
No, it's predictable.
Yeah, it really is predictable. All right, Trey, thank you, man.
Sure.
All right. Let's go to Jeff in Denver. Jeff, about 45 seconds. Go ahead.
Hey, Jay, I appreciate you taking my call. I'm
sure.
A Republican, but a couple things. I agree with what you did with the previous caller. His rant was emotional. It wasn't fact-based. A couple things on the polls. You need to take a look at the question. When they say... Do you agree with? The answer is no. I don't agree with much of what the Bush administration is doing, but that doesn't mean I agree with what the Democrats are doing.
Well, the polls I was talking about was we were on Iraq, and I was talking about poll-specific questions regarding the war in Iraq and regarding how people feel about the war in Iraq. I mean, he was kind of like all over the place.
Agreed.
And I couldn't get him to narrow in on anything.
No, you were right for dumping him. An emotional argument does nothing. It doesn't facilitate the debate. And as I said, I'm a Republican, and you know, don't confuse me with a conservative, because I think the people in the, you know, in the White House hijacked my party. So I've got a problem.
Well, there's a lot of people out there who feel like you do.
Yeah, and the guy that calls you up does nothing to further our cause in trying to explain, you know, many of the people like me whose positions are somewhat moderated from what you're seeing in the Bush administration.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate that you got a buffoon like that arguing rather emotionally rather than factually.
You know what? People like you are underrepresented, and it's a shame. Jeff, thank you, man.
Thanks, Jay. Appreciate the call.
All right. We got General Wes Clark coming up at 8:15. If you want to talk more about Limbaugh and about Marvin, we'll do that after the top of the hour.
Join AM 760 Progressive Talk and the Brewers Association for the 2007 Great American Beer Festival. October 11th through the 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. To win tickets and for more information, visit am760.net.
I got a six-pack, got a six-stem roll.
Homeowners, are you tired of painting your home and having high energy bills? New thermal wall siding is now in the preliminary testing phase. Residential homes are needed. Infrared thermal image pictures will be done on every test home to show every energy leak your home has. All homes will then be wrapped in a high-density insulation. All homes will have attic insulation added to R40. New lifetime thermal wall siding will then be applied in the color of your choice. This study is the first of its kind and has never been performed anywhere in the country. This product does not require paint for a minimum of 100 years. This study is designed to prove that thermal wall siding will cut energy costs by 40% on residential homes. To see how your home could be part of this innovative study, call Thermal Advantage today. 1-877-99-THERMAL. Some of these homes with the new thermal wall siding will be used in an upcoming TV commercial. If selected, you will be compensated. Solar Band 60 windows will be installed in some test homes as well. Call 1-877-99-THERMAL. Open 24 hours. Some fees do apply.
AM 760 Progressive Talk. Online at am760.net. KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. Gathering now outside the White House.
He says no child left behind, but somebody's going to be left behind. You get rid of the insurance.
Parents and children out to make a point about health insurance.
Tourists can expect to see little red wagons pulling up to the White House today. They'll be props for groups opposed to the president's planned veto of the bill to expand the children's health insurance program. They plan a rally featuring those wagons carrying petitions supporting the bill. Groups like the AARP are sending a similar message with ads.
Too many families can't even afford to get sick.
The president views the bill as an irresponsible expansion of the program. Peter Mayer, CBS News, the White House.
A new Supreme Court term opens at this hour, highlighted by cases on capital punishment, terrorism, and disabilities, and probably a lot of close votes.
Chief Justice John Roberts, his hope for less division on the bench died last term in a flurry of 5-4 contentious rulings, and we all should expect very much more of that this term.
CBS News Chief Legal Analyst Andrew Cohen. No classes today at the University of Memphis, where a student was shot dead last night. The word spread quickly across the campus early this morning.
It was a little bit scary, just the fact that it happened just right around the corner.
But police say it wasn't a random shooting. They say the victim, football player Taylor Bradford, may have had personal issues with the shooter.
When gunfire rings out on a campus, the best line of defense may be the student's backpack. And now a Texas company is out with a Kevlar shield that fits right inside.
It's a special weave of Kevlar. When it hits it, it leaves the imprint pattern right in the copper, but it doesn't penetrate.
Stops handgun fire, says backpack shields Kerry Clark.
Parents can have peace of mind. They can buy this for their kids going off to college.
And the price for this kind of peace of mind?
$249.
Steve Kathan, CBS News.
A big manhunt is underway, but so far Nevada police have no sightings of Chester Stiles, the man suspected of sexually abusing a 3-year-old girl. Police identified Stiles from a videotape showing him with the girl. Nye County District Attorney Bob Beckett says Stiles has survival skills that could make him hard to track down.
He's a martial artist. He claims to be a black belt. He's very paranoid. He's very handy with weapons. And he always carries a knife on him.
They made baseball history in Philadelphia. The Phillies capped a late rush to the National League East pennant by winning on the last day of the regular season, while the New York Mets were losing, squandering what had been a seemingly insurmountable 7-game lead less than 3 weeks ago.
Phillies! Phillies! All of them did a good job.
If you're a Mets fan, oh, the pain.
Horrible. They've been doing awful. I should have been out there and playing. I think I would have done better.
They're terrible. They better get some more pitching for next year.
In early Wall Street trading, the Dow Industrials are ahead 87 points. NASDAQ is up 16. This is CBS News.
Pump four is on. Go ahead and fill.
Don't get conservative on your summer travel plans because of high gas prices. Just get a Garmin and make every trip more efficient. Garmin's portable navigators put a world of maps and travel info at your fingertips. Tap the screen to look up restaurants, hotels, and attractions, and get voice-prompted directions.
Turn right on Broadway.
Some Garmin navigators even list gas prices and can route you to the station with the cheapest fill-up. Garmin, don't just get there. Arrive.
Get the good stuff.
Everybody knows Napa is where you get the good stuff. And this weekend, it's also where you'll find customers stuffing shopping bags full of the good stuff during the Napa Bag of Bargain Sale. Stop by this Friday through Sunday and get 25% off everything you can stuff into a special Napa shopping bag. That's 25% off oil filters, shop towels, accessories, and more. This weekend only at participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Napa, get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff.
Good morning, I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Some University of Colorado students are organizing a classroom walkout today to bring attention to the plight of the Gina 6. CU senior and Black Student Alliance member Jarvis Fuller says the walkout in Boulder is part of a nationwide effort. Fire crews making progress on that wildfire in steep canyons and rugged terrain near Pikes Peak. Forest Service officials calling it 80% contained. Tickets have been going fast for the Rockies game tonight to determine if they're going to go to the playoffs.
The Rockies are going to win. No doubt.
Fans started lining up for tickets just after the Rockies beat Arizona yesterday, earning the team a tie-breaking game against San Diego at Coors Field this evening to determine who wins the National League wild card. Now, the University of Colorado graduate who went to the International Space Station will be back at his alma mater today, presenting it with a black and gold CU flag that flew there. Astronaut Steve Swanson took the flag along with him on his mission back in June. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
All right, thanks, John. Well, we've got a crash on the ramp eastbound I-70 going to Vasquez. We were seeing pretty sluggish traffic through there. Looks like it's shaken loose a bit, but you do have delays starting at about Sheridan. Northbound I-25, watch out for one on the right shoulder approaching Yale. You'll run into the delays there near Hamden. And we're still dealing with crash activity off the highway. Two-car crash, Wadsworth at 92nd. Security wait time at DIA, 15 minutes. Weather outlook today, expect morning sunshine, afternoon clouds, and a high of 80. Right now, those clouds starting to move in, 50 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Toyota owners, it's the fall gas fill-up promotion at your participating Toyota Tire Center dealer. Through November, when you buy four new tires matched exactly to your Toyota by factory-trained technicians, you'll get a $50 fill-it-up gas card. Toyota, moving forward.
Get up to a $40 cash card by mail-in offer when you buy four select Goodyear tires, or double your cash card up to $80 when you make your purchase on your Goodyear credit card. Plus, catch the Goodyear Get Tough Tire Sale. Offers end October 27th. Stop by one of your local Denver area Goodyear retailers and see what we can do for your vehicle. For details and location near you, call 1-877-GOODYEAR. Certain restrictions and conditions apply. Goodyear credit card purchases subject to credit approval.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
6, 6 minutes after 8, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Good Monday morning to you. And it's October the 1st. Can you believe that? It's October the 1st already, but the leaves are changing, and things are looking better by the day. Okay, I'm real positive on Monday morning, but trust me, about Tuesday or Wednesday, I'll be back to my glasses half empty, not half full scenario. So you better grab it. Why you can't. And I have no idea why I'm in such a good mood here this morning. We've got Wesley Clark, General Wesley Clark, coming up to talk about Limbaugh. Let me take Chris and Boulder's call because he's been hanging on. And then we'll play, John, we'll play Limbaugh again. But what I want to do is I want to play both calls, or both sound bites there. Can we do that? Can we play both sound bites? I want to play the sound bite of the original phony soldier comment. And then I want to play his weaseling out comment. Can we do that? Or no, is that too much trouble? Oh, okay. We may not have to do it after Wes Clark because We may not have time. But 303-713-7600. Then we also had Marvin, the caller before, in last hour, which I was just asking people, okay, how do you handle this, a guy like this? Because there's no, there's some people you just can't go anywhere with them. Here's Chris in Boulder. Chris, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. Hey, it's better to have your glass half empty than your head. I feel for the guy. I mean, the previous caller, his party's been hijacked. I have friends that are true Republicans that feel the same way.
There are a lot of Republicans
and,
out there.
Oh, my
feel
God. I feel their pain when they hear something like that. He's doing chores, so he doesn't have a job. He's a high school dropout. I mean, come on.
What was that whole thing about I rushed upstairs, I was doing household chores? What's that? Well, maybe he does them in the morning before he leaves for work. I don't know.
I don't know. I cram my 45 hours in 4 days, so I get my Mondays off, but... Oh, my God. And you almost did it, Jay. You almost dropped that F-bomb.
I got close.
You were so close. But you did the right thing. I mean, you can't. What is it about a conversation? You can't come into you can't have a conversation with somebody who's totally unarmed. I mean, the guy just, he's totally out of touch. I mean, how many people really think like that? Really?
I don't know, but I think there's a lot of people who do think like that. I think there's a lot of people out there who do believe that stuff, who believe the stuff that's sold them, like Limbaugh trying to weasel out of the phony soldier comment and, claiming that claiming that Media Matters is a Hillary Clinton front and
God.
The Duke rape case and bringing in all this other stuff. And as Pat Broomfield pointed out, it was the caller to him that brought up the phony soldier thing. And Limbaugh could have opted out of that, but instead he said he agreed with him. And then in his rebuttal call thing there, he starts bringing up all these other people's names, which had nothing to do with the original phone call. I guess maybe if you move the pea underneath the shell around enough times, people will eventually pick the right or the wrong shell. I don't know.
Well, it makes me more sad than annoyed that people will vote against their own best interests and continue to support something that's just devastating to
the
country.
Well, I don't know that they are, though, because the opinion polls indicate, and even people inside the GOP are starting to say that they're headed for trouble, that they're on the outside looking in. Chris, I got to go. Thanks.
I appreciate it. Bye, Jay.
All right. And John Turk pointed this out. This is really true. If Limbaugh had said soldier instead of not saying soldiers, plural, there would have been no problem. But he said soldiers, plural, and then he throws John Murtha in there. How does that work? We'll talk to General.
Feel like taking a little trip to the Pegasus Galaxy?
Go further into the unknown.
Let's get moving.
With an all-new season of Stargate Atlantis.
No more touching strange things.
You're telling me.
No enemy they've ever met.
It's the race.
No challenge they have faced.
People are going to die.
Can prepare the Atlantis team for the adventure yet to come.
If we all go, there's no coming back.
Stargate Atlantis. Watch it live. Fridays at 10, 9 central on Sci-Fi.
Hi, Leo Laporte here, the tech guy. You can't always meet with clients and colleagues in person. And conference calls alone, they just don't cut the mustard. Online meetings, that's the way to go. That's the modern way. And I use GoToMeeting.com. Let me tell you, GoToMeeting's great. It's the easiest, most affordable way to hold online meetings. With GoToMeeting, everyone sees your computer desktop on their computer screen. So it's just like meeting in person, but costs less. It's less time-consuming. I use GoToMeeting for presentations. You can use it for training, for product demos, collaboration. With GoToMeeting, their setup is easy, no complicated logins. You just one click and you begin a meeting. Plus, you can have unlimited meetings for one low flat monthly rate. I mean, this thing's great. Don't take my word for it, though. Try it free for the next 30 days. That's a month of unlimited online meetings free. Click the web banner on your radio player now or visit GoToMeeting.com. Click the orange Try It Free button. The promo code for this is Web Radio. That's GoToMeeting.com, promo code WebRadio, or click the web banner right now. GoToMeeting. It's changing the way we do business.
Up here in just a few minutes. At Rocky's Autos, huge selection. I was out there on Friday. Man, they got vehicles stacked everywhere. Stacked's not the right word. Crammed, stuffed. No, they're all over the lot, and the lot is huge. This is why you got to have a golf cart to get around and look at all these. I can't even begin to tell you how many of the cleanest late model previously owned cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs, probably more than anybody else in this area. And one of the things about buying a new car is, yeah, you get the smell and you get all that stuff, but you also get dinged pretty bad once you drive it off the lot. And at Rockies, what you can do is you can go over there and you can take advantage of that and let somebody else shoulder the cost, and then you don't have to. And they've got just about everything you can think of there, and they've got their matching down incentive going on, and plus numerous ways to finance. Good people out there. I name them every single day, starting with Tom and Marvell Sheeran, working down to Spanky Herrera and Colby Harris and just the whole gang out there. They're all such really, really good people. There's no better place, really, to buy a vehicle. Now, here's what I'm suggesting you do. What I'm suggesting you do is check them out, find out about them on the Internet, at RockiesAutos.com. Then go on out there and see what they've got. Comparison shop. There are a lot of dealers out there, a lot of stores to go to. So see what's out there and then see what Rockies has got, and I think you'll find that your best bet economically is Rockies. They're open tonight until 9, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. Rockies Autos, you'll see them right there, corner 63rd and Federal.
Do you think thermal wall siding is a luxury item? Think again. It's an absolute necessity. Thermal wall siding will cut your energy cost by 40%, and as a bonus, you'll never have to paint again. Call Thermal Advantage today. 1-877-99-THERMAL.
What brings you joy? The tickle of a bubble bath? Dancing to your favorite song? The sound of laughter tripping down the staircase? No matter what makes you smile, Glade scented oil candles will make you smile even wider. Unlike ordinary candles, Glade scented oil candles melt into a pool of scented oil, quickly filling the room with fragrance. So bring a little joy to you and your world with scented oil candles from Glade. The joy of fragrance. Essie Jensen, a family company.
Randy Rhodes.
People are going to call me, "You'll get my gun when you take it from my cold, dead hands." Well, I'd like to rewrite that bumper sticker. You know, you'll give up your beliefs when I have to scrape up your cold, dead brain. That's when you'll give up your beliefs that you have some constitutional right to own a handgun or to own any gun. You don't.
Catch Randy Rhodes weekdays at 4 on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Oh, this is one of my favorite songs. I love this song.
Moving forward, using all my breath. Making love to you was never second best.
You ever see the movie Valley Girl?
I saw the world crashing on.
Nick Cage, I think that was like his first movie or one of them.
Yeah, good film.
Really knowing it was always mesh and lace.
Sixty minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin, melting with you. Mostly sunny, high today 80, and it's going to be a really nice day out today. Wait for General Wesley Clark to call in, and this is generally not like him to be a little bit late, but he's only a minute late, so last time he just called right on time. So we're waiting for him to call in, and we hope that he'll do that because he was going to comment on the whole Rush Limbaugh thing with the phony soldiers comment. And yeah, I've been on this the last couple of days, only because I think it's a lever, it's a way to pry open this whole ham-handed hypocrisy that's been going on now in this country for God knows how many years. Let's go to the phone and we'll talk to General Wesley Clark, who, by the way, you got to check out his new book titled "The Time to Lead," which is full of all kinds of absolutely amazing stories. And nobody knows well the stories about himself and about his experiences. It's just a great book. And here's General Wesley Clark. And General, thank you for joining us again on such short notice. I'm really honored to have you on.
Well, it's great to be with you.
Yeah, it's just really good to have you. All right, I think if people read your book "The Time to Lead," they know you've been a soldier virtually all of your life. Would that be a correct statement?
That would be a correct statement. Well, I went to Westmore when I was 17.
Right.
I loved the armed forces. I had a great time. I met wonderful people. I was mentored by some wonderful leaders, and I was able to to live out kind of the American dream of helping others.
And you're still doing that. I mean, you're still doing that with your Westpac Secure America. I'm on your mailing list, and I urge everybody to get involved with this. Your comments, your feelings about this guy, Rush Limbaugh, who has never served in the military.
Well, it's outrageous. And I think the United States Senate should censor someone who says things like that, since that seems to be what the Senate wants to do. Is get itself involved in criticizing people with political dialogue. They censured a Democratic organization. Let's see them come back and censure an American organization.
And
a right-wing organization like Rush Limbaugh.
But it won't happen. You know John Cornyn, but those folks, they won't stand up and they won't do it.
Of course they won't. And that's the real tragedy, because he speaks to a lot of Americans who, honestly, he speaks in a kind of shorthand, and he doesn't deal in the facts. It's like my cousin said when I was running for office, and she always listens to Rush Limbaugh, and she came up to my wife one day, and she said, Gert, she said, Rush, I heard Rush Limbaugh, and he lied about my cousin. And my wife said, yeah. But he lied. I know that's not the truth. And she said, yeah, what do you think he does to everybody? He's not a guy who tells the truth. He's a guy. He's a firebrand. He's a right-wing ideologue, and he has had a significant role in poisoning the political dialogue in this country, I'm sorry to say.
Why have those of us who sit left of center, or those of us who are members of the Democratic Party, why have we sat silent and let this go on for so long?
I honestly can't understand it. I don't know. I just don't know. I certainly haven't sat silent. And I sent out an email to my supporters asking them to email Rush and put one of us on, put on Vote Vets, and let Vote Vets, John Soltz from Vote Vets, let him get on that show and debate head-to-head with Rush. Of course, Rush won't do that. He won't have anybody on the show who's got a different opinion. He wants his own opinion reinforced. He's made a lot of money off of it, and for him it's all about money, I guess.
Yeah, and I did get that email that you sent out, and you sent out a mass emailing, calling on people to do something about it. Don't you think now, going into 2008, don't you think now it's about time, even if you're not a Democrat, even if you're not, you're not a member of any party, but don't you think it's about time that we stood up and said enough is enough of this McCarthyite type BS?
I certainly do, And I just want to address the people who are not members of parties. I was never a member of a party growing up. My parents never gave a penny to a politician. That's the last thing they could have afforded. They didn't have the money to give to anybody. They need every dime they could have to take care of themselves and to put food and clothing on our backs and food on the table. And, most Americans don't give money to politics. Politics is something that others do, and they get involved at the end, and most Americans are not members of a political party. And I hope you've got people listening to the show who will understand that our country is endangered by the extreme dialogue that's taking place in America. Politics should be a discussion of the facts. It should be about alternatives. It should be with respect. The people's opponents should be treated with respect. All the people who are running for office are good people. On both sides, they're outstanding. They've got outstanding qualities of leadership and intellect, or they wouldn't be in that position. So why this passion to tear people down and demean their patriotism and their courage or their character? It's outrageous. And I think we just have to do better than that in America.
When you decided to run for president, when you decided to take that step, you knew you were going to have people who were going to be your critics, but you also were the recipient of some very sharp attacks. What's that like?
Well, it makes it's what running for office is what Bill Clinton told me before I ran. He said it's about anger management. He said you just can't get angry at everything. You can't. And yet these attacks are painful. They're designed to be painful. When you're in politics, you're competing for positions which have extraordinary power and influence. And you have to believe that virtually, rightly or wrongly, every means legal and sometimes extra legal is going to be employed against you. It's the way politics works. You're playing for big stakes. Look at what these people have done in the presidency. Look how they've misused the power of the presidency and the power of the executive branch. Take the case of these federal prosecutors who have been replaced for political reasons, and look at some of the questionable decisions that were made by these people, and look at Karl Rove's influence and intrigue and pulling together money, political influence, crushing opponents, elevating people who would simply rubber stamp his views throughout the executive branch and across this country. It's what politics is all about, and it's at least for them, and it's what's dangerous in America. We always thought we were above that in America, but I guess we're not. Not on the right, at least.
8:23, 23 minutes after 8 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk with General Wesley Clark. Okay, the reason I ask you all of that, too, was did that play any part in your consideration not to try that again to run for president? And do you think that it influences others to good qualified people to stay out of that arena?
Maybe, but you just have to expect politics is going to be rough, and the higher the office, the rougher it is. But here's the point: it's not about how rough it is on you; it's about how it distracts you from being able to focus on the real message of the campaign. And that's the real danger we face, is that these personal politics take the minds of the voters off the real issues of the campaign. This country's in trouble abroad, and it's in trouble at home, because at home we're not fixing our health care, our education systems, and doing the other things we need to be able to compete effectively across the world in a global economic environment. And what that means is that we need to be talking about it. We need to be building public support for it. And instead, we're going to get all wrapped up in the personal politics of somebody's family or somebody's character, when in reality, it's a distraction. Look, just take, for example, this whole issue with General Petraeus. Now, I happen to like General Petraeus. I think he's doing a good job. MoveOn.org tried to get people's attention, tried to slam him a little bit. And the Republican right wing used that to distort the whole message, and they got away with it. Instead of arguing about the report and questioning the strategy in Iraq and asking where this is going and how can we do better and what does it mean, instead what we got out of it was a censure resolution on a public opinion organization, which is kind of unprecedented in America and totally uncalled for.
What about those Democrats who voted for that censure?
I can't explain it.
I mean, we got one tonight. I mean, I like him as a human being, but he's here. I mean, Senator Ken Salazar, I believe, voted for that.
I can't explain it. I know that these gentlemen and ladies who voted for this on the Democratic side thought about it. I know they thought that for whatever reason they had to protect the reputation of the United States Armed Forces. But look, what those people did in Move On is no worse than the stuff that was thrown at from the right wing at many other people, just like the Rush Limbaugh comment. So I think that what we need is a strong resolution in the Senate to condemn Rush Limbaugh for his comment about phony soldiers.
Do you really think we'll get it? I don't think we'll get it.
I don't know.
I mean, one of our congressmen here, Mark Udall, is going to introduce a resolution this morning in the House of Representatives about the armed forces, and also condemning Limbaugh and any attacks on the armed forces personally. So we, at least we have that coming out the chute. But I don't know. Do you think anybody in the Senate will try this?
I don't know. I think it's a function of, can we get it on Chris Matthews? Can we get it on MSNBC? Can we get people to talk about it? Can we get a national wave of outrage going? Is anybody prepared to take an ad out criticizing Rush Limbaugh in the New York Times? And what will be done about it? It's just, the truth is the liberal media is a great target, but the media is not liberal.
No, it's not.
It actually responds to the right wing. It starts by people who read Drudge Report and then follow the lead from Drudge.
Yeah, no, it's not, and that we could go off on a whole another thing about that. Let me ask one last thing before we I'm looking for the right word to say here. I don't want to say cut you loose because that doesn't sound right, but let you go because I know you got stuff to do today. You're busy every day. For those people who want to go to Westpac to securingamerica.com, can they send? Is there a link on there to send emails to Rush Limbaugh?
If you come to Westpac and securingamerica.com, I promise you, I'll get your email to Rush Limbaugh. You send it to me, and I'll forward it right to Rush. I'd love to go on Rush Limbaugh and talk to Rush.
Oh, God, we'd love to see that happen. I mean, I would love to see you take Rush Limbaugh on.
Well, George Bush goes on. Dick Cheney goes on, I guess.
Yeah, so does Karl Rove.
Dick Cheney went on. Karl Rove was on. Rush is afraid to have people on who don't agree with him.
Well, I'm certainly sure he's scared of you. I mean, because you got to, like, I mean, all he's got to do is pick your book up, A Time to Lead, and he'll know. I mean, you've got the creds. Who's gonna accuse you of being a phony soldier?
Well, it's really sad to see what the dialogue has come down to. I think men and women who serve in the United States forces ought to be treated with respect. It doesn't matter what they think about the foreign policy. That's not their job. Their job is to go out there and do the best they can for the commander in chief, no matter who he is or she is.
Boy, I don't know how to thank you for coming on and talking about this. I know you're extremely busy, and we're just honored to have you on again. And I recommend everybody read your book, A Time to Lead. And I also recommend everybody go to securingamerica.com because, man, I want you to run. I bug you every time you come on here, but I just can't help it.
Jay, I really appreciate your support. Thanks a lot. It's great to be with you. And let's hope we can get some pressure against some of these folks on the other side.
I agree. Thank you, General.
Thank you
so much. All right, there's General Wesley Clark. What a great guy. And I do. I miss his campaign voice. I really do. But he's out there doing it, and you can get involved with what he's got going on by go to securingamerica.com. Also, pick up the book, A Time to Lead. It's really a fast read. It's very, very interesting. I mean, it really is. And some of it's funny, and some of it's very, very tragic, and it's just a very, very interesting book. You want to know what a real soldier thinks? Pick that book up. All right, it's 8:30. 30 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Now, if you didn't hear what all this hoopla was all about, and if you didn't hear Limbaugh's latest move to weasel out of what he said last week, we'll play the weasel cut, and we'll play the whole thing. Plus, we got some comments from people in Congress, and we'll have to see if somebody in the Senate stands up and calls this guy out on his phony soldiers comment. So we'll play it all, let you decide. That's all coming up here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. It's Monday. Boy, this Monday morning has gone quick, and it's a beautiful day outside. A little windy, but high today should get up to about 80. Let's find out how the traffic's functioning. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Here's Gina with traffic.
All right, thanks, Jay. We've got a rollover crash that's happened out in Jefferson County, eastbound I-70. It's actually gone into the westbound lanes near Genesee, so that is definitely creating some troubles for you out that way. In the metro area, though, not too bad. Still seeing the usual slowing, southbound 225 through the DTC, as well as eastbound 270 crossing Commerce City, and we had that crash on the ramp as well, eastbound I-70 to Vasquez. Weather outlook today should see this morning sunshine and then afternoon clouds move in. We'll get a high of 80. Right now it's 59. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Metro State College, where success begins with you. Let them challenge and empower you through real-world opportunities. Come to the open house October 20th from 10 to 2 at the Auraria Campus Event Center. Check out www.mscd.edu. That's www.mscd.edu.
Join AM 760 Progressive Talk and the Brewers Association for the 2007 Great American Beer Festival.
Beer.
October 11th through the 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. To win tickets and for more information, visit am760.net.
I got a six-pack, got a six-stem roll.
I'm thinking of a number between 450 and 850. Know what it is? It's my credit score, and it happens to be 720. Do you know your credit score? Do you know what's in your credit report? You can find out right now at freecreditreport.com. How much easier could it get? Log on to freecreditreport.com. It's fast, free, and easy. That's freecreditreport.com. Offer applies with enrollment and triple advantage.
And now for the bonus round. If this little piggy went to market, how much milk did it buy?
4 gallons?
Correct. If a tree grows in Brooklyn...
A weed is cut in Staten Island.
Correct. How much gas do you use renting movies from Netflix?
None.
Correct!
gotten Netflix. Now there's two ways to get movies, DVDs in the mail fast and instantly on your PC in as little as 30 seconds. Netflix, it's that easy. 5 movies for $5 a month.
Restrictions apply. See terms of use for start time and 5 for 5 details.
Can live truly debt-free on just the money you already make using my proven system. Let me send you a free tape today that shows you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't consolidate your debt. It eliminates it, no matter how much debt you have.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
Call now, and I'll rush you my free tape. Call 1-800-500-1142. That's 1-800-500-1142. 1-800-500-1142.
What do the Independence Institute, the Cato Institute, and the ACLU have in common? They all oppose Real ID, the national identity card that the feds are forcing on the states. It's really intrusive, really expensive, and just a real bad idea. On October 3rd from 6 to 8 p.m., you're invited to join them for a town hall meeting at the Colorado History Museum. Jim Harper, Mike Krause, Catherine Hazzori, and Bruce Schneier will answer your questions about Real ID. Details at staycoveredcolorado.com.
Affordable Benefits Administrators in Littleton reminds you to please give blood. By doing so, you may save the life of a child, surgery patient, or an accident victim. So give blood. It's safe, it's simple, and it's needed. This important reminder is sponsored by Affordable Benefits Administrators at 10184 West Bellevue in Littleton, serving the community with quality and integrity for many years. So go with a name you can trust and call Affordable Benefits Administrators at 800-350-0148.
You've got the J. Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk and AM760.net.
What he was healed by a lack through inspiration from the made so many problems to crack.
You know, one thing I didn't bring up, Phil Lesh was in town Friday night. Was it Friday night, John? I didn't go. Yeah, I didn't go. Friday at the Fillmore, which I went to, which was excellent. And Saturday he played three sets at Red Rocks, including an acoustic one, which I heard was also awesome.
Yeah, we need to get some Dead on here before the show gets over with, or some Phil Lesh, or some Panic, or something along those lines.
Hey, 35 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning, mostly sunny, high today 80. Really nice. Can you hear that? You think this chair bangs around enough? Okay, it's good to have you along. Now, we've been talking this morning. I can't, you know, listen, I should do this every morning because it puts me in such a good mood. I don't know if it totally and completely interests you, and there's a lot of other stuff going on out there, including the S-CHIP debate, but we did talk to Congressman Udall about that. If you missed it, you can check it out at am760.net. There's some other stories out there, too, worth talking about, but we've been focusing in again on this Limbaugh thing, and we thank General Wesley Clark for coming on. Now, if you haven't heard the Limbaugh weasel cut, which is his explanation of what went on with the call. I don't know, John, should we play like the whole thing? Should we start with the call and then go into the weasel cut or play the weasel cut? Which would you... All right, here's the original call. This is the original call. Now, you can go to MediaMatters.org and you can also hear this for yourself. But here's the original call in which Limbaugh talks about phony soldiers. He doesn't name names, and on top of that, it's actually the guy on the phone with him first who brings it up, and then Limbaugh goes along with it and seconds it and agrees with it. So here's Limbaugh doing it. Then we'll play Limbaugh's weasel cut where he's trying to get out from underneath it. So here's Limbaugh making the first original mistake.
Another mic, this one in Olympia, Washington. Welcome to the EIB Network. Hello.
Hi, Rich. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
I have a retort to Mike in Chicago, because I am a serving American military in the Army. I've been serving for 14 years, very proudly.
Thank you, sir.
I'm one of the few that joined the Army to serve my country. I'm proud to say, not for the money or anything like that. What I would like to retort to is that what these people don't understand is if we pull out of Iraq right now, which is about impossible because of all the stuff that's over there, it'd take us at least a year to pull everything back out of Iraq, then Iraq itself would collapse, and we'd have to go right back over there within a year or so.
There's a lot more than that that they don't understand. They can't even, if a next guy that calls here, I'm going to ask him, why should we pull, what is the imperative of pulling out? What's in it for the United States to pull out? I don't think they have an answer for that other than, well, he's going to bring the troops home. Keep the troops safe, whatever. It's not possible intellectually to follow these people.
No, it's not. And what's really funny is they never talk to real soldiers. They like to pull these soldiers to come up out of the blue and stop the media.
The phony soldiers.
If you talk to a real soldier, they're proud to serve. They want to be over in Iraq. They understand their sacrifice, and they're willing to sacrifice for the country.
They joined to be in Iraq. You know where you're going these days, the last 4 years, if you sign up. The odds are you're going there or Afghanistan or somewhere.
Exactly, sir.
All right, there it is. And by the way, he didn't question the caller. And we all do this. I mean, I've done it too, where you just don't catch the nuances sometimes of what callers say. But he didn't question the caller about the caller claiming that he's one of the few who joined for patriotic reasons, not for money. But there's Limbaugh's original statement backing this guy up about the phony soldiers. Now, here's Limbaugh's weasel explanation. Listen to this.
This is how this stuff starts. This is an illustration. This is the way the Democrat playbook in 08. And actually, it's been underway for a while. And it's the illustration here, folks, is just how partisan supposed objective media people are. You know, I've got a website, and I've got a radio show, and I've got a phone. And I have people who answer the phone. And if they read something like this, I've been on the air 19 years, 19 and a half, well, a little bit over 19. Just the blanket acceptance of this, knowing full well that Media Matters takes things out of context all the time, the blanket acceptance of this, and then running with it full speed, is an illustration of what I have been drumming into people's heads for years. The drive-by media is as partisan as any organization out there. They hide under this notion that they are objective, but they've got an agenda. They have their narratives. They have their templates. With anything fits the narrative, whether it's true or not, i.e. the Duke rape case, you go with it. You run with it. You make the mess. This is why they're called the drive-by media. You make the mess. They drive in. They shoot things up, create all kinds of mess, get in a convertible, head back down the road, and it's left to people like me to clean up the mess that they make. And they make messes every day, over and over and over again. So the reason for spending this time on this is to illustrate that that is how this happens. This organization is a front group for Mrs. Clinton, as is so many other organizations out there that engage in these kinds of smears. We got one more soundbite here from the floor of the House. This is Frank Pallone, a Democrat from New Jersey. Here's a portion of what he said.
Yesterday, House Republicans offered a motion to recommit condemning MoveOn.org for its advertisement, stating that General Petraeus had betrayed us. I'm wondering if they'll show similar outrage over statements made yesterday by conservative radio talk show host Rush Limbaugh. Yesterday, Limbaugh called service members who support a withdrawal from Iraq phony soldiers. Is Limbaugh serious? I wonder if Republicans who showed so much outrage towards MoveOn yesterday will hold Rush Limbaugh to the same standard. And I wouldn't hold your breath.
You shouldn't hold your breath because there's no standard to hold me to. In the sense that you're talking, I never said what you think I said, Congressman Pallone, Congresswoman Schakowsky, Senator Kerry, or any of the rest of you in the drive-by media. I was talking about a genuine phony soldier. And by the way, Jesse McBeth's not the only one. How about this guy Scott Thomas, who was writing fraudulent phony things in the New Republic about atrocities he saw that never happened? How about Jack Murtha, blanketly accepting the notion that Marines at Haditha engaged in wanton murder of innocent children and civilians? If anybody owes anybody an apology, the entire Democrat Party, from Hillary Clinton on down, owes the U.S. military an apology. They owe me an apology, and they owe the American people an apology.
What can you do? All you can do is laugh. That's all you can do is just laugh. Just laugh at the whole thing. Like Media Matters is a front organization for Hillary Clinton. Yeah, like she needs a front organization. But, you know, that whole thing, that whole phraseology I said earlier about front organization. Front organization. That's all. That all comes out of the McCarthy era. All right, let's go to Justin in Colorado Springs. Justin, you're on AM 760.
Morning, Jay.
Hi.
Hey, I heard that original Rush Limbaugh, and there's, now I don't know if it was that caller, but it was shortly thereafter where Rush Limbaugh gave details about a guy who was, he was interviewed on, I think, MSNBC, and he was supposedly an Army Ranger, and he was talking about all these atrocities that he had supposedly seen in Iraq, and a week or so later, turns out that the guy had washed out of whatever branch while he was in boot camp. The guy had never been in Iraq. And I think that's what Rush was originally talking about.
No, that's what he wants you to believe. But in reality, what they were talking about was they were talking about the caller. They were responding to the caller before Mike from Chicago. And Limbaugh did not, as I just played, did not name names of anybody in the first call. He didn't allude to anybody. And in the second call, the weasel cut that I just played of him, he drags John Murtha into the conversation, which further makes it more of a disgrace, because you're not going to tell me, and nobody's going to tell anybody, whether you agree with John Murtha or you don't agree with him, you can't accuse John Murtha of being a phony soldier. No one owes Limbaugh an apology. Nobody owes Limbaugh an apology. It's the other way around, and his providing of false facts there in the second cut are evident of what he and a lot of these folks do, which is they bring things up that aren't true. Media Matters for America is not a front organization for Hillary Clinton. I defy Mr. Limbaugh to prove that or anybody else.
I can.
All right. Prove it.
Well, I've been on Media Matters a number of times, at least the Colorado branch. And
I'm not talking about the we're not talking about the Colorado branch. We're talking about Media Matters for America, which is based in Washington, D.C.
Well, here's what I find when I go to MediaMatters.org. There's these drop-down lists where you can choose radio stations or talk show hosts, and you can look up, you know, critiques of them and whatever.
Well, so
you're not listed. There are no left-wing radio shows. There are no
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. I'm glad you brought that up, because they are not a they are a left of center media advocacy media advocacy fairness in media advocacy group, just like the right has got Brent Bozell and others who do not cover the outrageous statements made by right-wing talk show hosts. But because that goes on, that doesn't make them a quote-unquote front organization for any political candidate or party. The MediaMatters.org is no more a front organization for Hillary Clinton or the Democratic Party than Brent Bozell or Fairness and Accuracy in Media or any of those other organizations are for the Republican Party. And the fact of the matter is that when you talk about front organization, like it's a front organization, what does the word front organization mean to you?
Well, and I guess that's the, you know, it's a poorly used term.
But they do it all the time. Don't you see that? They say it all the time. And there's nobody who's going to come on there like I'm doing with you and allow anybody to come on there, as General Wesley Clark pointed out, and challenge Limbaugh about anything, because Limbaugh doesn't put on anybody who's going to challenge him.
Well, that goes on both sides.
No, I have you on. You're challenging me.
Well, sure. And lots of local radio stations have lots of other people who challenge him. But that, you know, that goes on the left, where people will, there's the TV talk show where they do a panel of people, and it's typically, it's you know, three or four liberals, and they're all shouting.
Well, you know, I'd like to know, what show is that?
Oh.
Because most of the TV panel shows, most of the talk shows that you look at, it's usually two conservatives and one liberal, or in the case of a guy like David Sirota, where he takes on three conservatives at one time. But my point is, here's my point. My point is that what Limbaugh is saying about it being a front organization is a fraud. What he's saying about the whole Durham-Raleigh case, that whole thing, that also is incorrect because there were tons of media outlets that took shots at Nifong, and in the end, Nifong got into trouble, and they repeated that. They reported that just like they reported the original allegations and the original things that had gone on. I mean, this is just all, this is obscuring what the main point is. The main point is that if you're going to get down on MoveOn.org and you're going to waste the Senate's time to do that, what about what Limbaugh said?
Well, I don't know about that.
Well, what do you mean you don't know about it? Why is one okay but the other's not?
Well, you know,
and this is from a guy. This is from a guy who never served. How would he know what a phony soldier was?
That doesn't matter. That's irrelevant.
No, I think it's very relevant.
No, it's silly and irrelevant.
No, I don't. I think it's very relevant because guys like him always beat their chest and tell you about what big patriots they are, and they're always advocating for other people's kids to go off to war, but they themselves never did it when the time came. And who is Rush Limbaugh to take on John Murtha when we know where Murtha was? Limbaugh certainly wasn't there.
But was Murtha right to?
Yes, he was right.
No, he wasn't. Those guys, the charges were dropped against those
guys.
It
doesn't make any difference whether he was right or wrong. The one thing, you can argue the merits of a case. Justin, you can argue the merits of a case with somebody, and that's fine. But you cannot challenge somebody's service to their country. You cannot throw them into the mix of quote-unquote phony soldiers. And the one thing you cannot do, which these guys have been doing for a long, long time, and now people like myself and others have had enough of it, is to challenge somebody's patriotism and their service towards the country. That's BS, because that has nothing to do with whether those guys were guilty, not guilty, whether Murtha was right in what he said or he didn't say, because I don't have Murtha's quotes in front of me, so I don't know. But the fact is, I do know that Murtha was in Vietnam. Now, Justin, where was Rush Limbaugh?
Yeah, well, like I said, it's irrelevant.
Well, then you know it's not irrelevant because you're challenging somebody's service to their country. Do you think that's right?
I don't think it is, and I think you and I ought to look up some of Rush's quotes about Murtha. I have
looked them up.
Well, but you, like you said, you don't have them in front of you. No.
That's not what I meant. I don't have Murtha's quotes about that particular case in front of me. But the fact is, whether you agree with John Murtha or you disagree with John Murtha, whether you agree with anybody or disagree with them, you don't challenge their patriotism, and you don't challenge their commitment to the country, and you don't call them phony soldiers, and that's what this guy did, and now he's trying to weasel out of it, and there are people out there that are not going to let him go.
I think he has a valid point in complaining that, number one, this one guy was a phony soldier. Number two,
that wasn't who he was talking about.
That really bothered me because I think Murtha, his initial reaction should have been to stand up for soldiers and say,
John Murtha has a long record of standing up for people who are in the military a lot longer than Rush Limbaugh, who never served in the military and has never basically advocated for soldiers unless it got him political mileage. Thank you for the call. 851, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk, Gino with traffic.
Thank you, Jay. Eastbound I-70 is still a little bit of a struggle if you're anywhere between Sheridan and Vasquez. That was due to a crash that we had at the ramp there. Eastbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike stacked up Federal toward I-25, and north on I-25 seeing that heavy traffic now between Lincoln and C-470. Southbound lanes, you'll catch it right through the bridges and then, of course, into downtown and through Thornton and North Glen. Also, watch out for a crash out in Jefferson County. Again, eastbound lanes of I-70. Actually, that's affecting your westbound lanes as well near Genesee. Weather outlook today should be a beautiful morning, but we'll get some clouds moving in and some overnight showers. High of 80, low of 46. Right now, few clouds, 59. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Did you know you can get your photos developed at your neighborhood King Supers while you shop? And right now, anytime you spend $25 or more in a single transaction using your Supercard, you qualify for 10-cent 4x6 prints. See store for details. Right store, right price.
On the next Ed Schultz Show.
five contractors kidnapped in Iraq last November are still missing. Family members will break their silence, saying that the government isn't doing enough to find them. We'll have that story on the Ed program. And also, Hillary Clinton wants to have a $5,000 baby bond for every child born in the United States. Wow. We'll talk about that. We'll have the news and take your calls on the Ed Schultz Show.
Today at 1 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Have you been missing out on some of the active things you love to do? Hello, I'm Dr. Lynn Voss of Boulder Orthopedics. Together we can help reduce your arthritis pain. Let's talk about reducing your discomfort through non-surgical treatments. When surgery is necessary, I use the latest technology such as the new DEUCE procedure and computer navigation.
Don't let unnecessary pain slow you down. Set up a consultation with Dr. Voss at 303-449-2730, extension 300, or go online at boulderorthopedics.com. Homeowners, are you tired of painting your home and having high energy bills? New thermal wall siding is now in the preliminary testing phase. Residential homes are needed. Infrared thermal image pictures will be done on every test home to show every energy leak your home has. All homes will then be wrapped in a high-density insulation. All homes will have attic insulation added to R40. New lifetime thermal wall siding will then be applied in the color of your choice. This study is the first of its kind and has never been performed anywhere in the country. This product does not require paint for a minimum of 100 years. This study is designed to prove that thermal wall siding will cut energy costs by 40% on residential homes. To see how your home could be part of this innovative study, call Thermal Advantage today. 1-877-99-THERMAL. Some of these homes with the new thermal wall siding will be used in an upcoming TV commercial. If selected, you will be compensated. Solar Band 60 windows will be installed in some test homes as well. Call 1-877-99-THERMAL. Open 24 hours. Some fees do apply.
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French, but when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, "Je voudrais le poulet et le riz."
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-400-4010. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-400-4010. That's 1-800-400-4010.
I looked at her and I was just, wow, she looked great.
I told her I couldn't believe how smooth her face looks. She's lost, what, 10 years at least?
I look at her and it's like I'm looking at a picture of my wife from 20 years ago. It's incredible.
How are ordinary women across America looking years younger? They've discovered the clinically proven breakthrough called hydroxytone. It erases wrinkles, tightens skin, and makes frown lines disappear from view. See for yourself by requesting a free trial of hydroxytone today. The results are so impressive. Hydroxytone was given away in the VIP gift bags at this year's Sundance Film Festival. And now you can experience them for yourself. Try hydroxytone risk-free and shed years from your appearance faster than you thought possible.
She always looked good to me, but now I can't believe how young she looks.
Turn back the clock with a free trial of hydroxytone. For your free trial, call 1-800-600-6546. That's 1-800-600-6546. 1-800-600-6546.
Right now, Jay Marvin in your car. After the show, Jay Marvin on your computer. Listen to the whole show on AM760.net.
John Kay. Steppenwolf. 8:56, 56 minutes after the hour here on AM760, Progressive Talk. Mostly sunny, high today, 80. You know what I just realized? I realized that when it comes to music selection, we're sexist. We don't play very many women. Why is that? We should play some. We'll play some in the coming hour. All right, let me go to Joe. We're talking about Limbaugh and this caller. I mean, I'd have to play the call back if you didn't hear it. This guy Marvin, who obviously has some kind of a screw loose. But let's go to Jeff. Jeff, you're on AM760. Good morning. Jeffrey?
Yes.
Go ahead, yes, man. You got about a minute. Take it. Oh, his cell phone's going to give out.
Okay, well, there it goes. Bummer in the summer, but and it's not even the summer. It's the fall, headed towards winter. But his cell phone gave out. Anyway, as I was saying to Justin, I mean, I think the point is that we can agree to disagree in this country, and nobody likes a passionate fight more than I do. But I'm not going to question somebody's patriotism, and I don't think that anybody else should question anybody else's patriotism. And this goes on all the time. Plus, question their service to the country and whether they're a true or a phony soldier because they just don't simply agree. I mean, it's just, to me, it doesn't make any sense. All right, we'll get into open phones here at 303-713-7600, and we can talk about anything you want to talk about, which means that you make it up, and we'll comment on it. And you bring it up, is what I meant to say. And also, I've got some other stuff to cover this morning that we haven't gotten into, including I want to have a discussion about the S-chip. And also, John McCain says he'd prefer a Christian president. We'll talk about that, too. It's all coming up.
Join AM 760 Progressive Talk and the Brewers Association for the 2007 Great American Beer Festival.
Beer.
October 11th through the 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. To win tickets and for more information, visit am760.net.
Do you think you have what it takes to become a millionaire? Well, Donald Trump wants to show you how.
I think we've come up with something that is going to be spectacular.
Donald Trump is now offering to the public his Wealth Builder system, a proven system that reveals his secrets to generating incredible wealth. And because he believes so much in the power of this system, Donald Trump wants to send you his powerful tape at absolutely no charge to help you get started today. Call 1-800-400-6717. This system is only for people who want to succeed in life, who want to become real estate gurus, who want to become millionaires and have fun doing it.
You're going to learn how to be successful. You're going to learn how to make money. And once you enjoy it, you're going to be successful.
This is your chance. Do you have what it takes? Call now for Donald Trump's powerful tape. There's absolutely no charge. Call 1-800-400-6717. 1-800-400-6717. 1-800-400-6717.
AM 760 Progressive Talk. Online at am760.net. KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. The bulls are off and running this morning on Wall Street. Right now, the Dow is trading near its record close, up about 96 points. Stock analyst Eugene Peroni is predicting more of the same.
This challenge of the 14,000 level, I think, is quite significant. I think that it renders it no longer a significant barrier. And I think that we're going to move higher still here through the end of the year.
Well, this will be a month of reckoning for many Americans with adjustable rate mortgages. CBS News correspondent Peter King with that story.
More than $50 billion in adjustable rate mortgages could adjust upward this month, according to Moody'sEconomy.com. That's bad news for many homeowners here.
Florida remains the third highest state with the numbers of foreclosures.
Richard Schramm at Consumer Credit Counseling Service says the agency's bracing for more calls in what's already been a record year.
If we have 10,000 people call us in the next 90 days, well, that's great. We'd love to be able to help them.
He says proactive borrowers who contact their lenders well before foreclosure have the best chance of working out new terms and keeping their homes. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
The Supreme Court launches its new session with several key cases in the docket. Here's CBS News Chief Legal Analyst Andrew Cohen.
The most important case has the justices considering the rights of terror suspects. The most interesting case has the court considering what states have to do when administering lethal injections to capital defendants, and the cases that affect the most people touch upon voter fraud laws, primary elections, and corporate liability.
The U.S. is putting up big bucks in Afghanistan in hopes of landing senior leaders of the Taliban and Al-Qaeda. Posters and billboards with names and pictures have been put up advertising rewards of as much as $200,000. Although the CIA has stepped up recruiting members of racial and ethnic minorities, there is still a shortage of agents with Asian backgrounds. Former Congressman Tim Romer, a member of the 9/11 Commission, says there is no substitute for real people in the intelligence trenches.
Good, reliable human intelligence can help us win wars, and it can keep us out of wars. Good human intelligence can also help us understand what's going on with Al-Qaeda.
A Swedish diplomat back from a trip to Myanmar says the anti-government protests have been crushed. Liselott Angerlid.
Seems like a fierce military regime has succeeded
succeeded in terrifying a whole new generation, terrifying this generation from speaking up.
A former Burmese intelligence officer who is trying to defect is quoted by the London Daily Mail as saying thousands of protesters have been killed. His claim has not been independently confirmed. No classes at the University of Memphis after a football player was shot to death on campus today. This woman, who gave her name as Samantha, says the school is stunned.
Everybody's pretty shaken up. You know, I've talked to my parents and everything, and they just think it's best that I just keep, you know, like a low profile, and I'm not walking around campus.
On Wall Street, once again, the Dow is now up about 98 points, the NASDAQ 17, S&P 500 ahead 9. This is CBS News.
Be a part of it.
Read Hebrew America.
This October and November, thousands of Jewish adults will gather across America to learn to read Hebrew. It's Read Hebrew America, and you're invited. These 5 weekly lessons are free. So if you're a Jewish adult who's never learned to read Hebrew, or if you'd like to brush up, call and we'll tell you how you can be a part of it. Call 800-44-HEBREW. That's 800-44-HEBREW. Read Hebrew America. Sponsored by the National Jewish Outreach Program.
When's the best time to save on service for your Ford, Lincoln, or Mercury? Hurry to your Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership during the Right Now factory authorized service event. We've got great deals on everything your vehicle needs, including fantastic offers on name brand tires. And our Ford trained technicians are the best in the business. Right place, right prices, right now. Only at your Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership. Hurry, this event ends soon.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. General Wesley Clark comes out swinging. Speaking right here on AM 760's J. Marvin Show this morning, the respected retired military man and former presidential candidate blasting conservative yacker Rush Limbaugh for calling war dissenters in the military phony soldiers.
The United States Senate should censor someone who says things like that, since that seems to be what the Senate wants to do. They censured a Democratic organization. Let's see them come back and censure, I mean, a right-wing organization like Rush Limbaugh.
In fact, older Democratic Congressman Mark Udall plans to introduce just such a resolution today in the House. Fraternity membership at the University of Colorado is still climbing, even though the Interfraternity Council lost its affiliation with CU 2 years ago. Frats began operating as independent groups after refusing reforms demanded by administrators. Fraternities lost some campus privileges, including access to student lists for recruiting. They've coped by seeking new members on Facebook.com. And tickets going fast for the Rockies game tonight to determine if they're going to the playoffs.
That's going to go right down to the wire. That's the way baseball should be, the last game.
I think it's great. We finally have a meaningful game in September and October for this club.
Fans started lining up for tickets right after the Rockies beat Arizona yesterday, earning the team a tie-breaking game against San Diego at Coors Field this evening to determine who wins the National League wild card. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
All right, John. Well, we're still dealing with some crash activity at Wadsworth, northbound at Quincy off the highway. Southbound I-25 continues to be sluggish through downtown 58 to Spear. And we had that crash out on eastbound I-70 near Genesee. It was also affecting your westbound lane, so just be aware of it. Weather outlook today should be a nice morning with lots of sunshine. Afternoon clouds moving in, though. High of 80, low of...
If you own a business, you may know that incorporating can be a smart way to protect yourself and your assets. So the question is, why haven't you incorporated your business yet?
My business? It's too small.
The simple truth is, no matter how small your business, you run the risk of losing your personal assets, your car, your home, even your life savings, if you're not incorporated.
Incorporating is very complicated.
Actually, incorporating is easy and fast. You can do it in just 10 minutes. Call now for your free guide from the company. Corporation. 1-800-497-5991.
I need a lawyer to incorporate. That's really expensive.
You don't need a lawyer to incorporate. Use the company corporation. They don't offer legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating simple. Their only mission is to help people like you incorporate safely, easily, and quickly. Call now for your free guide. 1-800-497-5991. That's 1-800-497-5991. 1-800-497-5991.
You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM760.net. J. Marvin in the morning on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
clock, you still won't admit to MoveOn.org was wrong while you state don't question anyone's patriotism. I never said that MoveOn.org was right. I disagreed with what they did. I said that. I said it last week. I said it when it happened. So maybe you missed that part, Frank. You didn't serve, so why don't you stop giving your opinions on the war? I don't think serving or not serving is the thing that's in crux here, or is the is the key question. I think the key question is this. I think the key question is everybody has a right to say something about the war, but because they don't agree with it, or they may not agree with it, and they may be in uniform, that doesn't make them phony, and it particularly doesn't make them phony coming from somebody who himself never served, who advocates that we be involved over there, Frank. I'm not advocating that we be involved in that. I'm not for... I'm not against all war. I'm just against stupid wars, and I think this war is stupid, and I do have a right to say something about it. It's not only guaranteed in the Constitution, but also because, guess what? I'm a taxpaying citizen and have been since I've been 13 years of age, and now I'm 55. So I paid a lot of money into the federal treasury, and I think it's my responsibility to speak up when I think my country, which I love, is going down the wrong path. Is the only expression of opinions from those who didn't serve the war is wrong? I never said that. I said what it's wrong to do is infer that if somebody doesn't agree with you, that they may be aiding Al-Qaeda, that they're not true Americans, that they're phony soldiers, which is what Mr. Limbaugh did. Stop talking about the war you didn't serve. Well, Frank, you know, I already made that point perfectly clear, I think, about that. And those folks like Limbaugh and others have been doing this for years and years and years. They've been doing it for years and years and years and years and years and years and years. They've been getting away with this. They've been getting away with smearing people. They've been getting away with talking out of both sides of their mouth. They've been getting away with dealing from both sides of the deck. So, you know, this is the end of it. This is the end of it. I mean, this is the end of it. Whether it has to do with being, you know, calling somebody a phony soldier or questioning their patriotism or anything else, that has to... enough's enough already here. And we've taken too much of it, and we've taken too much of it already. Jay, you seem to be spending a lot of time on Russia's comments about Mirtha. You barely mentioned the other two fake soldiers he mentioned that posed as Iraq veterans. Whatever record Mirtha had as a soldier, in my opinion, has been severely tarnished by the inaccurate, unfair comments he made about our soldiers currently serving in Iraq. And get off the why haven't you served BS. You didn't serve either. So your solution to give up and leave Iraq carries no more weight than our support of the war. If that's the argument you're using, I doubt these individuals responsible for the betray us had ever served either. That comes from Rich. Rich, well, Rich, you know what? You don't know that because you don't know what the membership of MoveOn.org is, and I don't know what it is. That's number one. And number two, I'm not questioning anybody's patriotism, not yours, not anybody else's, nor am I questioning anybody else's service to the country like Mr. Limbaugh was doing. And when you talk about the soldiers, you know, I've already, the other two fake soldiers, I've already talked about that. I've already played the examples, Rich. He didn't bring those up in the original conversation. He added those on later. So what it makes me feel like, it makes me feel like that really what's happening here is that maybe, maybe we'll never, you know, maybe we are hopelessly divided here in this country, and maybe we will never, 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 never be able to make the two ends meet. Because I think what I've said is perfectly clear. I think most people get what I'm trying to say here, which is simply this, bottom line. I'm not promoting, nor is anybody else promoting, that we go to war. The majority of the public opinion is running against you, Rich, and people like you. And that's okay. I mean, that's the way America is. But I'm not questioning your patriotism. I'm not questioning yours or anybody else's. But yet you guys do this on a continuing basis. And if you're not doing that, you're always throwing around the word liberals as pejorative or... in this case, with Limbaugh, the whole phony soldiers bit about, well, these phony soldiers. What phony soldiers, Rich? Not the ones Limbaugh was backpedaling about and added on in the weasel cut that we played. We're talking about the original conversation. He didn't name anybody. And you may believe that Mirtha's reputation has been tarnished, and you can have all the judgments about Mirtha you want about John Mirtha, but the fact of the matter is, John Murtha's service record stands. So why would you lump him in with anybody else? Why would you drag him into the conversation? And apparently, this whole, getting on here every single day and discussing this whole phony soldier bit with Limbaugh has apparently hit a red hot chord with a lot of you guys. And I don't blame you. I'd rise to the defense too, because you've been nailed. You've been nailed. It isn't a matter of whether you served or you didn't serve. It isn't a matter of any of that stuff. It's a matter of seeking to undermine people's personal character as opposed to confronting them on the issues. That's what it's about. That's exactly what it's about. What phony soldiers is Mr. Limbaugh talking about? He didn't say or name anybody. He said phony soldiers. He agreed with the caller who brought it up at first, after not challenging the caller on the ridiculous statement the caller made, which is, I'm one of the only people who joined the military out of patriotism, not out of money. Oh, wait a minute. What about Pat Tillman? I guess he doesn't qualify, right? So he'd strike out in two areas. One, phony soldiers. And two, because he obviously was a phony because he didn't agree with what we were doing in Iraq. And two, he joined the military because he did it for money. Like he needed the money. What is it about all of this that you folks can't wake up? You've been busted. You've been caught. And your chief talking head, okay, has been caught. You've been nailed. And this is the reason I keep going on and on about this every single day, is because it is a window into where you people are coming from, to quote Rush Limbaugh. It's a window into what you're up to, what you've been up to in this country, leaning back to the likes of J. Parnell Roberts and Joseph McCarthy. If you can't win any other way, what you'll do is you'll smear. And then when all of a sudden you get caught, it's like, oh, my God. And General Wesley Clark is right. You guys had to go for the MoveOn.org throat because you're in an indefensible position about Iraq. You're in an indefensible position about Iraq. You are. You are. You are. You're in an indefensible position because we were lied to get there. We have been lied to all along about it. And now, when the majority of the American public, as demonstrated by numerous polls and by constituent letters, when the majority of the American public, over 70% now feel that we should get out and this is a wrong place to be, you have no other place to go except to get into a phony debate about MoveOn.org, try to claim the high ground on the whole MoveOn.org business, and then turn around and sully yourself like a month-old little baby. You sully yourself by refusing to stand up and refusing to condemn the comments that people like Rush Limbaugh make. And the whole rest of the right wing. I mean, it's disgusting. It is. It's totally and completely. And don't give me this, but like people on your side who do it. Oh, what, two or three? You know what? I'll issue a challenge, Rich, to you directly. Since you seem to always want to email me with this stuff, and you never usually get a response from me because I've stopped listening to you long ago. But I'll issue a challenge that you sit down and monitor the media, and that you particularly listen to talk radio all over the country, and you tell me what's going on. Because it's the same predictable BS over and over and over again. Constantly. And there comes a time when somebody has to say, okay, you know what, enough's enough, stop it all. Let's stop doing it. I mean, it's disgusting. All right, 9:16, 9:17, 70 minutes after 9. Here's somebody brought this to my attention. Here's a letter some guy sent in. Might be the same Rich to the Rocky Mountain News about me. Editorial abashes outrage CSU alum. As a graduate of Colorado State University, I'm embarrassed and outraged with my alma mater's newspaper, The Collegian, in choosing the bold headline, Taser This F. Bush, for their editorial. Now liberals like radio talk show host Jay Marvin are trying to control the damage by spinning the incident into a free speech issue. The backlash this student newspaper is drawing over its headline has to do with professionalism and decency, nothing more. If the Rocky Mountain News, the Denver Post, had spelled out the F word in the same way, the editor responsible would have been fired immediately, as should J. David McSwain of the Collegian. And what does George Bush have to do with the tasering incident at a John Kerry event anyway? Apparently, a controversy reported in the news seems to tie in with the president, according to lefties like McSwain and Marvin. I suppose if roosters stopped crowing every morning, then he would be blamed for that, too. That letter makes absolutely no sense at all. But thanks to the Rocky for printing it. I think the point here is that I'm trying to make is that, yeah, it does. It does fall under the guise of the First Amendment of the Constitution of the United States. And under the Supreme Court, it fails the obscenity test. And I'm not trying to spin anything. I don't think that the headline in the editorial is appropriate, but it's freedom of press. And listen, press prints stuff all the time. Editorials all the time I disagree with, but I wouldn't stop from doing it. 918.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere. How would you like to upgrade your vehicle and save a lot of money, too? You would? Well, here's what you do. Tap, tap, tap over to CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll find over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs. Up close and personal. These vehicles are priced to sell quickly, and they're all located right here in Denver. Don't waste your time running all over town. Find just what you're looking for today at CheaperUsedAutos.com. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
Hi, Leo Laporte here, the tech guy. You know, you can't always meet with clients and colleagues in person. And conference calls alone, they just don't cut the mustard. Online meetings, that's the way to go. That's the modern way. And I use GoToMeeting.com. Let me tell you, GoToMeeting is great. It's the easiest, most affordable way to hold online meetings. With GoToMeeting, see, everyone sees your computer desktop on their computer screen. So it's just like meeting in person, but costs less. Less time consuming. I use GoToMeeting for presentations. You can use it for training, for product demos, collaboration. With GoToMeeting, it's, you know, their setup is easy, no complicated logins. You just one click and you begin a meeting. Plus, you can have unlimited meetings for one low flat monthly rate. I mean, this thing's great. Don't take my word for it, though. Try it free for the next 30 days. That's a month of unlimited online meetings free. Click the web banner on your radio player now or visit GoToMeeting.com. Click the orange Try It Free button. The promo code for this is Web Radio. That's GoToMeeting.com, promo code Web Radio, or click the web banner right now. GoToMeeting. It's changing the way we do business.
Sure, unless I know these, know the people I'm talking about, unless I have had history with them. I'm just not going to do that because I'm not going to tie my name to something that I can't trust and that I just wouldn't do that. I mean, it's just not what I do. And I talk a lot about Rockies, and the reason is I'm very happy to tie my name to them because they're some of the best people that I know. Now, I'm not saying you shouldn't try other stores for automobiles, but I am saying that at least do me the favor to get out there and take a look at the huge selection of what they've got, the largest selection of the cleanest late model previously owned cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. They have their matching down incentive, and they've also got numerous ways to finance, and they've got great people working out there. Go to RockiesAutos.com on the Internet so you can learn more about them, and you can also pre-qualify for a car loan. Plus, on top of that, you can also turn around, and you can also take a look at their inventory and see what they've got and see if there's anything out there that you're interested in. Then pick the phone up, call them, and say, hey, I want to look at this, and they'll hold it for you, and you get out there, and you're able to see it. They've been family-owned and operated since 1982. They got great hours. They're open 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. Nobody beats them. Ask my friends the Shears out there, Spanky Herrera, Colby Harris, any of the gang out there. They're just really good people. It's Rocky's Autos. It's a great place to save and a great place to have a great selection to choose from. Corner of 63rd and Federal.
Homeowners, are you tired of painting your home and having high energy bills? New thermal wall siding is now in the preliminary testing phase. Residential homes are needed. Infrared thermal image pictures will be done on every test home to show every energy leak your home has. All homes will then be wrapped in a high-density insulation. All homes will have attic insulation added to R40. New lifetime thermal wall siding will then be applied in the color of your choice. This study is the first of its kind and has never been performed anywhere in the country. This product does not require paint for a minimum of 100 years. This study is designed to prove that thermal wall siding will cut energy costs by 40% on residential homes. To see how your home could be part of this innovative study, call Thermal Advantage today. 1-877-99-THERMAL. Some of these homes with the new thermal wall siding will be used in an upcoming TV commercial. If selected, you will be compensated. Solar Band 60 windows will be installed in some test homes as well. Call 1-877-99-THERMAL. Open 24 hours. Some fees do apply.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
All right, somebody called up, wanted to hear this again. 922, 22 minutes after 9, mostly sunny, high today, 80. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Yeah, it's a female artist. Jay Marvin with you. Yeah, Limbaugh. Okay. You people. I'm telling you people about the drive-by media. Oh, come on, Rush. Knock it off. Tell us, did you cut your OxyContin with a pocket knife or a razor blade? Oh, I'm sorry. Maybe we're not entitled to know that. Hi today, 80. Did I already say that? Yeah. Okay, it's open phones, 303-713-7600. Here's Jeff in Westminster. Jeff, hi, you're on.
Hey, Jay.
Hey.
And that guy just cracks me up. It's not irrelevant that Rush, you know, got out of Vietnam, won, 52,000 other people died in that little conflict, just like it's not irrelevant that our president got out of that conflict at the same time, just like it's not irrelevant that we are torturing people in Guantanamo Bay, just like it's not irrelevant that his dollar is dropping just like my dollar around the world, except he doesn't see it.
Well,
these guys crack me up.
What is it about? I've asked this on the air a million times. What is it about these guys who really like to chest beat and love this whole war type thing, yet they just for some reason or another never seem to experience it themselves?
Yeah. I mean, we're spending $5,000 a second over there. That
yeah.
is not irrelevant.
Yeah, I agree.
To a war that we were lied into and that people are making lots and lots of money off of.
But you know what? It's better to go down that road to talk about all of that stuff than it is to really confront the issues. And the reason that they grasp at these straws is because they don't have anywhere else to go. Their backs are against the wall, and they know that the majority of the American public is just fed up with what's going on, and they want to change.
Right. It's not irrelevant that they have no facts to back up anything that they say. That's the part that's not irrelevant, and that's why they're doing it. They're trying to make me think that it's irrelevant, that they have absolutely nothing. You know, well, we're there now, so why don't we stay there? No, why don't the guys that got us there go over and fight this thing? Why don't they put on some armor and go over and fight this? Come back here and fix the potholes in the roads with that money.
Well,
that'd be a much better use. Maybe feed some children in Colorado, since one out of four of them goes to bed at night without food. I mean, it's just ridiculous. It makes my blood boil.
Yeah, it does.
Switching to decaf, damn it.
It does me too, pal. Hang in there. Appreciate it, Jeff.
Have a good morning.
All right, you too. Let's go to Mark in Stapleton. Mark, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, it's a beautiful day in Colorado, isn't it?
Yeah, it's nice out there, man.
Hey, the great thing about freedom of speech is eventually those kind of people will show their true colors. And you know, until they open their mouth, you don't know what's in their head. But one of the things I wanted to mention was that I did a quick check on, I believe it was Thomas.org, and the only Colorado congressional representative that voted against those resolutions to condemn MoveOn.org was Diana DeGette.
Well, one of the things was, there's two things to keep in mind here. Number one, the Senate one was non-binding and was a ridiculous political grandstand play.
Yep.
By Cornyn and those folks, which now we'll see if they have the guts to go on record about Limbaugh. And then the other thing is, the one in the House was attached to a critical spending bill, so in order to get S-CHIP, you had to vote yes for it, which is something that goes on all the time. And that's where you get nailed into having to back that stuff up.
Yeah, and the S-chip was much important.
Well, right, which we haven't had a chance to talk about this morning, but I just find it unbelievably bizarre that, and Diane Carman pointed it out in her column last week, that Marilyn Musgrave, Tom Tancredo, and Doug Lamborn would vote against properly funding health care for kids. What kind of world do you want to live in if you won't, what kind of country do you want to live in if you won't properly fund health care for kids? And as Congressman Udall pointed out this morning, they're not talking about expanding the program. They're talking about just funding it properly. I mean, how can you be against that?
Yeah, and the whole argument that that Bush made in his Saturday radio address that it'll increase spending, it's too expensive. That same morning I read on the Internet, we're spending $21,300 a second in Iraq.
Yep, absolutely. That's amazing, isn't it? All right, thank you, man. Your phone's starting to cut out. Appreciate it. Let's go to Linda in Denver. Linda, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you this morning?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good. I had called because I was listening to the whole Rush Limbaugh, Murtha thing that you had talked about earlier. And what annoys me about the right, one of the things that annoys me about the right, is their misuse of words and their misunderstanding of the power of words. For example, using the phrase that MoveOn.org is a front for Hillary Clinton. I don't think they mean to use the word front. I'm being nice that they're using the word front the way it should be meant versus the word phony. Phony means fake. It means a lie. And I don't think that they're saying that Murtha is a fake soldier. I think what they're trying to say is that Murtha may be hypocritical, may not represent what they think of as ideal, but they're using words, and because they're using the words incorrectly, it has a great deal of power. It just drives me crazy how they use them incorrectly.
They've been doing it for a long time. I mean, this whole phraseology of, well, Media Matters is a front organization for Hillary Clinton, that goes back. I mean, they've been doing that since the 50s about, well, is this a front organization for the Communist Party? I mean, that's
their whole deal. I totally agree with you. A front means that her organization is behind that organization.
Right, that it's funding and controlling it.
And that's not what I don't think that that's what they mean.
I disagree with you. I think that's exactly what he means because by tying her to them, he hopes that what it does is that it shoots down their credibility when if anybody bothers to question what he's saying, and they would turn around and say to him, okay, you made this statement about how they're a front organization, which means they're funded and controlled by Hillary Clinton, or that they run interference for Hillary Clinton or any other Democrat, then you need to be prepared to prove that, and he can't and he won't.
I agree with you. I agree with you, but I think his listeners are also hearing that this organization, MoveOn.org, is sort of a promotional arm for Hillary Clinton.
Rather than a front. What he's doing is he's doing two things. He's one, trying to churn guilt by association, and number two, he's making a claim that is inaccurate. She doesn't need them, and she doesn't need their money, and she's got plenty of money of her own, and I mean, he makes that charge towards her. He makes that charge towards them. He makes that charge towards Media Matters. He makes that charge. Media Matters takes things out of context. Well, if you go to their website and you look at it, they clearly don't. They print the whole transcript. Plus, you can hear it in audio form as well.
So how do you fight that misinformation and that misuse of the English language?
By getting up and doing exactly what we're doing, by yelling foul and by saying that, but by saying to him and to people who think like him that maybe in an maybe back in the day of 1955 that might have worked, but this is 2007 and we have a lot more resources than we did then. And if you make a statement like that, be prepared to back it up and prove it.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you do it.
Mm-hmm.
So drop him an email.
I've tried to get on, send him an email. I'd love to do that. I've tried to get on his organization and Craig Powell, but you're absolutely right. They don't let people.
No, they're not
like,
going to let you on. But you can always you can always go to his website, though, and send him an email. Or
that's
go to, you know
idea.
What? You can go to Wesley Clark's website, securingamerica.org. .com, securingamerica.com, and you can send him a send him an email, and he'll pass it on to Limbaugh.
Thanks.
All right?
I appreciate it. Thanks.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, it is. It's all very Orwellian. Well, it all smacks of a time that most people haven't read about, but there's plenty of books out there about it, about the blacklist era. That's what it all goes back to. These people have been pulling this stuff for years, and for years we just let it go, and we haven't said anything, and I think we got to say something at some point. And the point is now. The time's now. 303-713-7600, open phones. Anything you want to talk about is fine. Senator John McCain said in an interview published Saturday that he would prefer a Christian president over someone of a different faith, calling it an important part of our qualifications to lead. Really? In an interview with BeliefNet, a multi-denominational website that covers religion and spirituality, the Republican presidential hopeful was asked if a Muslim candidate could be a good president. I just have to say in all candor that since this nation was founded primarily on Christian principles, personally I prefer someone who I know who has a solid grounding in my faith, McCain said, but that doesn't mean that I'm sure that someone who is Muslim would not make a good president. Later, McCain said, I would vote for a Muslim if he or she was the candidate best available to lead the country or defend our political values. Of course, then he backpedals. On this. What is this whole thing about being hung up about Christianity? Well, he's pandering to Dobson and these folks. I mean, does a candidate for office, does their religious beliefs matter to you? Do you care what their religious beliefs are? I mean, is that something you take into consideration before you go vote? I don't care whether they're Muslim or Christian or Jewish or whatever they are. What difference does it make? I only have this constant pressure to fuse state and religion. God almighty. 9:34, 34 minutes after, pardon the pun, 9:34, 34 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's get traffic now with Gina.
All right, thanks, Jay. We had a power outage in the area of Sheridan at First Avenue, so traffic lights not working there. You want to be careful and observe that as a four-way stop. Other than that, southbound I-25 still a little heavy between I-70 and Spear if you're trying to get downtown, and we did have a two-vehicle crash westbound I-70 just west of I-25. Weather outlook today, we'll see this morning sunshine, but we're going to get some afternoon clouds and overnight rain showers. A high of 80, low of 46. Right now, few clouds, 59. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
The flu is coming. Not all flu shots are the same. To be safe, get your flu shot from the nurses at the Visiting Nurses
Attention men. Match.com has too many women. This is not a drill. We created a marketing campaign to attract as many of the most captivating women as possible. Well, it worked. Now we have more on our site than ever in recorded history. The odds are in your favor, and at Match.com, we're willing to bet on them. If you don't find someone special within 6 months, we'll give you 6 months free. So go ahead. It's okay to look. Only at Match.com. See site for details.
Tires that are environmentally friendly and safe? Hey, Jay Marvin for Green Diamond Tires. Green Diamond Tires are a revolutionary new tire with thousands of carbide bits built into the treads. In adverse driving conditions, these tiny diamonds bite into the road, giving you more control and confidence. So whether you're driving on ice, snow, or even in clear conditions, Green Diamond Tires create safety for all seasons. To learn more about these revolutionary new tires or to find a Green Diamond Tire retailer near you at greendiamondtire.com.
From Russia with Love comes the 15th anniversary tour of Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker, playing the Paramount Theater December 15th. For limited time, purchase two or more tickets and receive $5 off each ticket. Go to DenverNutcracker.com for this special offer. Experience the magic of Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker and celebrate the ultimate family holiday tradition. The Great Russian Nutcracker, December 15th at the Paramount Theater. Information at DenverNutcracker.com. Presented by the Salvation Army, doing the most good for kids, adults, and families in Colorado all year long.
Do you know why you get dark circles under your eyes? Because blood leaks out of your capillaries and pools under your skin. I'm not kidding. It's just like an ugly bruise. But now you can erase dark circles with a clinically proven breakthrough called Hydralyze. Hydralyze diminishes dark circles and tightens puffiness and bags by repairing leaky capillaries, leaving you with younger, brighter eyes. See for yourself by calling for a free trial of Hydralyze today. Just call 1-800-513-2696.
The dark circles have disappeared. Oh, I love it. I don't want to put the mirror down.
Even surgery cannot deliver these stunning results. Hydralyze is so powerful it even helps build new collagen in the skin, reducing crow's feet and wrinkles. Try Hydralyze risk-free and shed years from your appearance faster than you thought possible.
My husband, he can't stop complimenting me. People tell me I look 10 years younger.
You deserve younger, brighter eyes. Turn back the clock with a free trial of Hydralyze. For your free trial, call 1-800-513-2696. That's 1-800-513-2696.
141 1-800-700-0141.
The talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
It was a teenage wedding and the old folks wished them well. You could see that Pierre did truly love the mademoiselle.
Well, Chuck Berry.
And now the young Miss.
Why am I shouting? I have no idea. 9:38, 38 minutes after the hour. Here I am, 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. Mostly sunny, high today, 80. Looks like a nice fall day out there, doesn't it? And the winds died down even to boot. Open phones, anything you want to talk about, 303-713-7600. And somebody sent an email in here. This is a pretty interesting observation from am760.net. Those people that seem to be against a woman's right to choose also seem to be against S-CHIP. What is this? So, what, do they like to kill kids slowly with bad health care? Yeah, why isn't being against S-CHIP, why is that not like... Why does that spark, like, moral outrage? I guess it just doesn't. Here's Eric in Arvada. I'm sorry. Eric, go ahead, man.
What's going on, Jay?
Hey, how are you?
I didn't call about this, but that email was right.
Yeah,
it is. About the S-CHIP and the women's right to choose. I didn't even think about that.
Well, I like to get out there and show those big signs with, fetuses and stuff on it and do all of that. But, yeah, they don't care about kids after they're already born.
Concur. Also, this ought to make SpongeBob Dobson pretty happy. I have no issue with a Christian being our next president as long as that candidate is a Democrat.
Yeah, I really don't care what their religious background is. I don't understand why anybody cares what anybody's religion is. Why do they care? Why is that such an important point? Is that supposed to mean you're moral? Some of the most immoral persons on the planet profess to be religious.
Well, he threw it out there and we're talking about it. It gets us off the real subject.
Well, I don't know if it gets us off the real subject or if it's something that they honestly really believe because they can't see the demarcation line between church and state and they deny that it's there. And so what they want is they want to use government as coercive machinery to enact their oppressive views on stuff.
Yeah, I think that's part of it too, but you know, the faith-based initiatives things have made a few people a lot of billions of dollars.
Yeah, and it's basically been a failure.
Yeah, and I don't think they ever thought it'd work, but you know, it was worth a lot of money to get it out there because if you're paying a lot of money out to those faith-based initiatives, those people are advocating for your political ideas, and it's worth it to you to give them that money whether or not the program they're supposed to be doing works or not.
Yeah, I would agree 100%. I'm just amazed by people who, well, I'm not going to vote for him because he's not, or she's not religious enough. Oh, come on.
Oh, it's ridiculous. But, you know, I did want to make one point. You had said earlier that maybe America is hopelessly divided. And, you know, you're probably right about that. But I do believe that our Democratic congressmen and women and our Democratic senators really at this point need to understand that we can no longer think that we're going to elevate the conversation by not getting down in the mud and fighting these people. This Limbaugh thing proves it to me that we've been bringing knives to a gunfight for a long time. It's time to just absolutely get down there, fight it out with them. I think we are divided about 65-35. We're going to win the fight, and we can elevate the conversation when we've got filibuster-proof majorities in both houses and a Democratic president. Then we can elevate the conversation. Until then, these people, we have to beat them down.
Well, I don't think you have to stoop. I don't think you have to stoop to do what they do, but I do think you have to do this. I do think you have to stand up, and you have to question them and take them to task when they do it. And you got to take a no nonsense approach to where they're coming from. You have to do that. I mean, you just can't just sit there and go, oh, okay, well, they said it, and so. I mean, you can't let it go. Those days have absolutely passed.
Absolutely, I agree. You just got to fight it out. And another thing is, this is just my thought. When somebody advocates for other people going to war, I really would like them ask the very simple question, did you serve? I'll tell you right now, I did serve. That's the reason that I think that war is the last and worst option. And I remember a conversation you had, this is months ago, with a fella that when you finally pinned him down and he was saying, we got to fight him over here or over there before we fight him over here, you finally pinned him down and said, why didn't you go? And he said, well, I got to finish automotive and diesel college.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, and I think those people got to be called out. I never have a problem with a person who didn't serve in the military. My problems with persons who didn't serve in the military arise when they start advocating other kids go and they need to watch The War by Ken Burns.
That's, you know what, that's exactly right. And, of course, now we have the situation where Jenna Bush is on a book tour and she was here in town on a local TV station. And she's free to roam around the country and promote her book. Well, same other kids her age. Are over there walking the streets in Baghdad and are getting shot at, and there's something definitely, definitely wrong with that. And also her boyfriend, who was in the news last week, he's 29 years old, and I don't know what the hell he's doing, but he's doing something, and he used to be involved in, or is still maybe involved in Republican politics. And, you know, if this is such a life-and-death struggle, why the hell isn't he over there? Eric, thank you, man.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Okay, see you later. Let's go to Tommy in Fort Payne, Alabama. Tommy, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
How you doing?
Fine.
I just traveling through the parts of Colorado and Wyoming. I flipped through radio and I got the station and I got to listen to it. I got a comment about the caller that talked about Bush and Bush dodging the war. He didn't say nothing about Clinton dodging it.
Well, Clinton never said that he went. Clinton never made a claim that he had been there, and Clinton never refused to answer where he was. Everybody knew where he was, but we still to this day don't have any real idea about what George W. Bush did, and maybe you know and we don't, and if you do, please tell us.
Oh, what I know is, what I've heard, he was a pilot for on F-16.
Well, he was in a privileged position that got him in a situation where he did not have to go to Vietnam. And he did not, well, I mean, the information's all there about him. I mean, why didn't he show up for that flight physical? Where was he, and what was he doing?
Well, I think that flight official physical was, I think he did show up for it. Did the paperwork say he showed up for it?
No, it did not. It said he didn't take it.
Well, anyway, I still consider wonder why Clinton, which I voted for Clinton, I always wonder why he didn't go. He didn't even go for a physical.
He was on a Rhodes Scholarship, and he was overseas. And if you look at the way the lottery worked in those days, and if you look at the way the draft worked in those days, there were exemptions for that. He had the same exemption that Dick Cheney took.
Well, maybe so. And then,
well, it's not maybe so. It's a fact. Go look it up.
Well, I'll look it up. And then this other guy that, when I was in the service, I was 28 places, 22 of them were hot spots. And firefight. Okay, when we had people that had to get out of service on a medical or a physical, just take it, stuff like that, they didn't go around making tours claiming they were heroes, claiming this, claiming they kill people, claiming they cut off ears, claiming they cut off legs.
Well, who's doing that?
Like this dude claimed that he was just airborne.
Well, wait a minute. Who, I'm unclear of this. Who do you say is going around claiming they killed people?
Well, this one guy that was on the...
What one guy?
Well, I forget his name. You know who I'm talking about.
No, I don't know who you're talking about. If I knew, I wouldn't ask you.
Well, your screener knows because he called his name. And
who's he talking about? Are you talking about Max Cleland?
Is that the guy that got out right before didn't even finish boot camp?
No. Max Cleland is Max, are you even aware of Max Cleland's story, sir? Max Cleland lost limbs in Vietnam. I hardly think he got out before boot camp.
I'm talking about this war.
Well, no, who are you talking about?
You know what I'm talking about.
No, I don't know who you're talking about. I mean, that's ridiculous. If I tell you I don't know who I'm talking about, I don't know. Tell me who.
You're just talking about it. The guy that Rush Limbaugh called a phony soldier. The one making a tour.
Are you talking about John Murtha?
No, John Murtha. He was in the Marines. I don't have much for him. But I was in the Marines, too. And we had people like Jim DeCooler, our general. But anyway, you know who I'm talking about. That's who Rush was calling a phony soldier.
No, that's not who. No, I played the cut. That's not who he was calling a phony soldier. And you can listen to Limbaugh, and you can believe what he tells you, and that's your, that's okay with me. But the fact is, I have the recording of the conversation, and I played it and played it numerous times. And your version of who Mr. Limbaugh called a phony soldier, and what you're trying to shop here, my friend from Alabama, is a weasel explanation that Mr. Limbaugh has given for his actions, because in the original phone call, he didn't name any names.
Well, maybe it is, but I don't listen to him all the time. I just...
Well, you seem to feel very comfortable in calling up and defending him. I mean, I wouldn't defend something I hadn't heard.
Well, I heard it two or three different times. That's the reason I called.
Well, I mean, I could sit here and turn around right now, bicycle right around right now and play it for you, and he never mentioned anybody's names. What he said was, and what he was talking about was, those people who are in uniform, who disagree with the country's current foreign policy, that's who he was speaking of. That's who he was calling phony. And people brought up the fact that two of the people who were involved in the group of soldiers, I believe from the 82nd Airborne, who wrote that op-ed piece in the New York Times, two of them died this month in Baghdad. Now, are they phony?
No, sir.
Well, that's who he's talking about. I mean, come on. You feel comfortable in defending that?
Well, I'm not defending that. What I gather is what he was talking about, when I heard it, he was talking about the guy that's been in about 40 days.
But you didn't hear the original call. You didn't hear the original call. You only heard the weasel explanation. And what I'm telling you is, in the original call, he didn't name any names. He went along with the caller and agreed, and he didn't name any names. So trying to get yourself off the hook by later claiming you did something when you originally didn't do it is not going to work. That's just not going to work, man. It just doesn't work. Tommy, have a safe drive and stay out of trouble. All right, and Scott Thomas is the soldier in question that this guy's bringing up. But Limbaugh didn't bring Scott Thomas. He didn't name any names. And if I have to play that cut again, I will play it again. 9:50, 50 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. Rick Morgan checks traffic.
Jay, it still might be a little slow. Westbound I-70 just west of I-25. Accident in the cleanup stages there. Also an accident on the turnpike at Sheridan. Going to cause a little slowing as you make your way to and from Boulder. Good news is the rest of the highway is actually in much better shape now. Even that southbound stretch of I-25 coming down from I-70. Still a little crowded, but moving along for you as you head across downtown. No worries getting yourself through the bridges or in and around the tech center. 225 wide open across Aurora. Shouldn't have any trouble getting yourself to the high country either on I-70. Had an earlier accident coming in from the high country in Genesee, but that's out of the way for you. Weather forecast, going to be partly sunny, a little bit breezy at times, a high of around 80. A few showers are possible.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere. If back to school at your house means somebody needs a nice used car for a great price, then click on over to CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll find over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs ready for your inspection, all located right here in Denver. Don't waste your time running all over town. Find what you're looking for at a great price today at CheaperUsedAutos.com. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French, but when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-440-7199. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-440-7199. That's 1-800-440-7199.
This is Donald Trump, and almost everyone I meet has the desire to be wealthy, and who really can blame him? Most people, however, just don't know how to turn that desire into wealth.
Do you have a desire to be wealthy? Do you want to know how to make millions, have fun, and get started on the successful life you've imagined? Well, Donald Trump wants to show you how. And he's got a powerful tape to send you at absolutely no charge. Donald Trump is offering to the public his Wealth Builder System, a proven system that reveals his secrets to making millions. And because he believes so much in the power of his system, Donald Trump wants to send you his tape today at no charge.
I'm going to share with you strategies and techniques to generate lots of money, untold income, the Trump way, my way.
Do you have a desire to be wealthy? Then do something about it. Get Donald Trump's powerful tape at absolutely no charge. Call 1-800-799-9665. 1-800-799-9665. 1-800-799-9665.
A helpful place.
And now for the bonus round. If this little piggy went to market, how much milk did it buy?
4 gallons?
Correct. If a tree grows in Brooklyn...
A weed is cut in Staten Island.
Correct. How much gas do you use renting movies from Netflix?
None.
Correct! Netflix! Now there's two ways to get movies. DVDs in the mail fast and instantly on your PC in as little as 30 seconds. Netflix! It's that easy! 5 movies for $5 a month.
Restrictions apply. See terms of use for start time and 5 for 5 details.
Tom Hartman coming up at 10. Right now, it's the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
For our friend from Alabama, be safe here in Colorado, and it's good to have you here. And also, it's for all of you Phil Lesh fans who saw Phil on Friday night, or saw him Saturday night, or depending on when you saw him. 9:54, 54 minutes after the hour here, AM 760, Progressive Talk, mostly sunny. High today, 80, going to be a nice day today. And it's open phones, 303-713-7600. Let's go to Lee in Denver. Lee, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm fine, thanks. I was just calling in reference to Senator McCain's comments on he would feel comfortable with a Christian president. And I think it's kind of curious that he would say that, because it would seem that and I remember when Bush was running for president back in 2000, and we were talking about the different candidates and everything, Democratic versus Republican, and I told him the real issue that comes down to what makes a person decide who they're going to vote for is whether they're for abortion or not, because it seems like that's kind of the one issue that turns someone, you know, that they're for the murder of children or they're not for the murder of children. And, of course, that kind of goes together with the faith of them.
Well, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Do you believe that a woman's right to choose would be, you don't think that's murder, do you?
Well, no. My point is that's how I think people look at it. I mean, that when it comes down to, okay, well, I'm not going to vote for someone who's pro-choice because they believe that, you know, it's okay to do that. And I guess I'm kind of getting off point here a little bit. My point really was that for someone to base strictly on a Christian belief, a person that they're going to vote as the CEO of our country is a little ridiculous, because I think that's kind of where people have gone, especially, say, with Bush. oh, he's a good Christian man. You know, he Dobson's in the White House praying with him. And the guy who, what was the guy's name in Colorado Springs, you know, that would come and pray with him like once a month. And, you know, then he's outed as a.
Oh, Ted Haggard.
There you go. That's the one. And it's just, it blows me away, the hypocrisy. So when you, and it's just the humanness, really. I mean, I'm not trying to point fingers, but the reality is we're all just human and we're going to make mistakes. So to put a finger down and say that, you know, well, we want a Christian person. No, what we want is somebody who has some ethics. Somebody like the guy who was talking before.
Well, why does anybody assume, I'm not saying you, but I'm just saying, why does anybody assume that you have to be Christian to have ethics?
You don't. That's my point.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
That's my point. It's like, so if I'm Muslim or if I'm Mormon or Jewish or, I don't know, Hindu or whatever, that I don't have faith, that I don't have a higher being that I answer to for right or wrong. I mean, I think we've kind of gotten away from really looking at what's important. And, you know, like the guy before talking about people, you know, judging people, you know, that served in the country or whatever. It's like, I think somebody, before they make a decision to go to war, should look at their children sitting at their table and go, would I send you out to fight
this
war?
Well, you know, the reason they don't make those decisions, and the reason that they don't come there, because they don't have to, because chances are their kids are not going to serve.
Never.
Lee, thank you. I appreciate the call.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
And it's a shame that we get hung up on this whole thing about, I mean, I wonder how many of you out there really believe that you have to be a religious person in order to be an effective moral beacon and an effective leader in the United States of America, because we've got a lot of people who profess to be Christians or other religions, and they're not very bright moral beacons, and they're not very good leaders. Okay, you people. Back tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Thanks. It's been a wonderful morning. Tom Hartman is coming up next.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-221-5756. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-221-5756. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-800-221-5756. 1-800-221-5756.
One per household. Go to free laptop.